Yeah, we're just like, oh, let's do a shroom shake. And I remember it was funny because we go, let's just split one. I go, because I've never done shrooms. And Ian's like, yeah, we don't know how strong these are. We're in Thailand. So, of course, like, once we get up there, I go, I'm just going to get my own.
Get tied. You're talking to a tourist whose every move's among the purest. I get my kicks above the waistline, sunshine.
One night in Bangkok makes the heart man humble. Not much between despair and ecstasy. One night in Bangkok, the tough guys crumble. Can't be too careful with your company. I can feel the devil walking next to me.
No, dog. I can't do it right now.
Go get it. Go get it. Go get it.
Dog doesn't fetch for shit. That's the one thing you want a dog to do. No, that's not true. I mean, you assume pissing outside, not peeing, you know, wherever. That's first, I guess. But then it's a little fetch wouldn't kill you. Come on, dog. Just one time. Just go for it and then bring it back. Fuck you, bitch. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. Oh, now you get it when I walk away? This is Ari Shaffir's Chemistech episode. Go get it. Now you're doing it. Congratulations. Nope, bring it here, though. Fuck. Today's episode is all about Southeast Asia. My friend Jeff Keith, who played with me, who actually started Sean Kemp's Kids, which is a we had a comedians basketball league. It's one of my biggest regrets in life, sports-wise. We had a comedians basketball league. It started off with just a team. Me and Ren Azizi from the league played on some team. We called themselves the Tar Heels, some intramural team in L.A. And then we were like, hey, let's get our own team going with just Comedy Store people. So me and Steve left the Tar Heels, joined the Comedy Store team, played there for a couple seasons, won a championship at the C-plus level, Los Angeles Unified School, or something, I don't know. And then we started talking about it, and we got this great idea to have an entire, because so many comics wanted to play. We got up to like 10, 12 people on the team, and we're like, look, it's intramural, running 20-minute clock, you only need like seven. If there's seven people there, that's enough. Really need six, just in case a foul out. But seven is enough. Eight, if you're going to have somebody not show up every week. But eight's too much. It's not enough playing time. And it's not like regular basketball where you can just be like, no, I play 3 minutes a game. I'm a role player. Nobody wants to be a role player. Everybody's showing up on a fucking Tuesday night for fucking 3 minutes a game. So we made a whole league of comedians. An entire league. All comics. And it was great. And it lasted for a few years. And then Rick Glassman fucked it up by inviting non-comedians to play. The rule was you have to do at least one open mic. So Rick Glassman, who's on Undateable, just lied and said this one guy who played like Division II ball. He said, oh, we took him to an open mic and he went and did it. He wasn't a comic. And he also, no one ever saw the open mic. He just lied. He's a fucking dirtbag liar. And he ruined the league. And so then more and more teams started coming. The UCB had a team. The Comedy Store. The Improv had a team. And then there were mixed teams too. We had a team called the Corporate Sellouts. It was all the agents and managers, and not agents, but agents and industry people. Somebody worked at FX. My agent Justin. Yeah, and their team name was the Corporate Sellouts, and they had a good team. I wanted them to get a jersey that had like a picture of a suit on it. You know, sleeveless jerseys. They had the money. The only ones that had the money to do that. Anyway, it's great. This is the last year that's happening. But our team was called Sean Kemp's Kids because most of the players on our team were from Seattle, or a large percentage of them. Brian Moot, Jeff Dye. It was also known as the pretty team except Ari and Paul Morrissey because everyone else was gorgeous. Jeff Dye is a beautiful man. Jeff Keith is a beautiful man. In fact, the two of them were on my podcast a long time ago. Like 2-3 years ago, talking about what it's like to be a pretty dude. But now Jeff Keith is back. Oh, and so here's the regret. So Sean Kemp's Kids, man, Morrissey ran point. He's been on the podcast too a couple times. Playing Basketball was the episode he was on. Playing Basketball. And he got us all involved, and we clicked. Chemistry-wise, we clicked right away, playing on a high level. And we got the number one seed going into the playoffs, and we won our first playoff game, and then the championship game came. And it was close. It was close. And the improv team, this is the first year, the improv team had a foul shot to tie the game. I forget exactly the situation, but instead of going in for a rebound, a defensive rebound on the foul shot, I decided to wait at half court to maybe be a hero and get a long shot on an outlet pass. And they missed their shot. Brian Moot tried to get a rebound. Somebody fouled him, clearly fouled him, pushed him over, grabbed the ball, hit a shot at the buzzer, and they won. I see it in slow motion. Same as intramural football in college. Some lofted pass went up in front of me. I could have fucking knocked it down if I got there in time. All right, whatever. Anyway, today's episode is all about Southeast Asia. Jeff Keith has gone there a few times. I'm super interested in it. I think I'm going to go. I think I'm going to go to Thailand. I got to do this Australian festival. And I think Melbourne and Sydney. And I think no more Perth. Because I want to go to Thailand. I want to go to Oh, you can't eat plastic, idiot. Why would someone make a dog toy that breaks apart so they can eat it? You're done with that. You're done with that now. You're eating plastic. You're literally chewing on plastic. No, in fact, give me this. Let it out. Let it out. Open up. Open. Open, dog. Open. Spit it out. How do you make a dog spit? Open. Thank you. I did it. I got the plastic out of his mouth. I'm a champion. You lose, Cheryl. You lose. I win. Humans. So we talked all about, okay, here. So I'm going to go to Thailand. Yeah, because I got to go to Australia. So Melbourne and Sydney, definitely. And then Perth, I cancel so that I can go to Thailand for this full moon festival. Full moon party. I have friends from Hong Kong that are going to come meet me. And we're just going to go. So I think I'm going to switch to Brisbane to do a show or two there. I'm trying to get a gig in Brisbane. But yeah, I'm going to go to Thailand for 5 days because it sounds so fucking interesting from all the shit he told me. I want to see the world, you guys. So that should be really interesting. Jeff's been there a bunch. He has some great stories, and you guys will love the episode. A couple things. I got Portland this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at Helium. All the dates are on my website, arithegreat.com. Portland, Brea, California, Sacramento. Storyteller show for all Jackass stories from the guys from Jackass on March 10th at the Improv. Comedy Store Stories, March 24th. South by Southwest storyteller show about music. The 17th. All right, let's get started. Oh, and then don't forget, I got 3 episodes left of my storyteller show. This is not happening on Comedy Central. 12:30, Thursday nights. After at midnight, 12:30 Eastern, 11:30 Central, 10:30 Mountain. All right. We got 3 episodes left. I'm on this one. Me and Jay Larson and D.L. Hughley. Jay Larson's story was great. You guys are going to love that. I have completely forgotten what story I'm doing this week. I mean, I know the next one I'm doing. Okay, so that's this week. Then the next week is Rogan and Cristela Alonso and Tom Segura. That should be a great one. And then the last week, the 19th, I think, if that's a Thursday, that is me and Joey Diaz. And that's it. And that's just 2 stories that time because the stories are longer. So, and then the other thing is my special is airing. My Passive Aggressive, the special from 2 years ago, from 2013. Is airing on Comedy Central. Set your DVRs. Passive Aggressive. I think that it might be, I don't know, you guys. I think it's the best shit I've ever done. A lot of other people say Paid Regular was better, but this is why I hate rating stuff, but I think Passive Aggressive was the best shit I've ever. That chicken bit? I don't know if I'll ever write a bit as good as that chicken bit. I mean, I'd like to. This is what I talked about with Kreischer, where I just think that's like my Nevermind was in the past, and that it was not nearly as good as Nevermind. But that Chicken Pit, I'll put that up with anything. I'll put that up for a peer review. That's a solid bit. And then the Bobby Lee story is in there. If you've seen it, great. Most people have not seen it because we only had it up for sale for a short time on Chill, and that went under. So it's been like sort of no one's seen it, and now it's going to be on Comedy Central Friday the 13th. Oh, Friday night the 13th at midnight, or call 11:59 on Friday night. Set your DVRs. I don't know how they're editing it, but I do know that they're putting the entire Chicken bit in one act break. I asked them, and they were cool about it. I was like, I know you take 7-minute act breaks, but this is like an 8.5-minute bit. Can you just include that entire bit start to finish? And they said, Ari, we are good at working with comics. Yes, we can do it. So set your DVRs. Watch it. It's also going to be on sale. Through my website, you can see it at the top, probably that day, March 13th. You can pre-order the iTunes right now. So pre-order it. Pre-order Passive Aggressive on iTunes. But for sure, set your DVRs for March 13th. No, March 19th? Come on, Ari. Get your date set. Where are we here? March 13th. Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's out the 10th on iTunes, but that's just audio. And then you can buy it, too, and whatever. Go to my website. Go to my website anyway. Why not? Just go to the fucking website. Use my Amazon link to help support the podcast. All right. Oh, and I forgot. Shit, motherfucker. Okay, Jeff wrote a book called Guys Have No Game. So I'm going to include a link to it on my website. The book is called Guys Have No Game. It's a book and a podcast. You should check it out. He's cool. If you like Jeff, fucking... This is why I do these podcasts with comics, so I introduce you to other comics. I'm also, Jeff Alther sent me all these pictures from the trip, so go to the website, arithegreats.com, and see all the stuff he was talking about in the episode. But let's start! Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, episode 208 or 9. Pad Thai with Jeff Keith starts now. It's a holiday in Cambodia, where people dress in black. It's a holiday in Cambodia, where no one gets asked for the black. Yeah, but we'll just fuck around too. We just started, by the way.
Alright.
Talking about ghosts.
I just did another podcast. Yeah, ghosts are real. I did another podcast where they were just like, bring some stories. It was like doing radio. It was fun, but it's different.
Like, what do you mean, to prepare for you? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Give what? Just like, if it comes up, it comes up.
Yeah. The night before, though, I was like, what are my stories? Oh, yeah. It was like doing...
Well, they gave me for that ESPN thing. They're like, it's come with some hashtags. I was like half listening. And then they were like, when I got there, like, did you get your hashtags? I'm like, what? Oh, did I have to prepare? What?
Yeah. But you don't watch Sports Nation?
I guess I didn't have cable for the last like 15 years. I didn't have cable. So shit
people.
Like that, that's out.
Dude, I was so pumped. I was like going to meet Ari today, and I put on my TV and I watched that show. Like if I'm around, I'll put it on.
Yeah.
And I was like, is he gonna be done?
Oh right. When we taped it early, and they record. They said Wednesdays and one other day they have to. The NBA's in there at studios. So they have to pre-record.
Oh.
And then put it on at 12. Every other time it's live.
I just thought it was a big day for you because you got the Sports Nation. You got me on the podcast.
I got you. It's all coming together. Yeah, we'll talk about a lot of stuff, but definitely Southeast Asia.
But you definitely don't think there's ghosts? I thought everybody at the store thinks there's ghosts.
Idiots think that. Idiots.
Well, I'm an idiot.
You know what I've seen a lot more than ghosts?
What?
Because his room gets dark. Someone crouched down and tipping over a chair to scare people.
Oh, that happens.
I mean, I've seen that multiple times. So when people go, I definitely saw a ghost. I'm like, did you? Or was it still dark and there's pranksters all around?
Well, what's fucking... Somebody told me the Laugh Factory is haunted too. And they're like... And not only do they say it's haunted, they have famous... They're like, Groucho's there. And I'm like, that's what Groucho Marx is doing? He's only hanging out at the Laugh Factory?
They always say Kinison here. It's like, Kinison's haunting this place. I'm like, well, he died on the road to Vegas. So he didn't die around here. And you know, his Comedy Store career was only like a few years.
Oh,
why
really?
This place and not his childhood home?
Yeah.
Or any of the women's... Or up there at Crest Hill we used to live. Like, here? This is where he comes?
Maybe, dude, but it was Raj Sharma told me. You know Raj?
No. Sounds super ethnic.
Yeah, he's Indian, but he told me that he was like, he is at the Laugh Factory, like after like the shows were over and everything. And then he said, you know, that bench at the Laugh Factory, like that first like whatever pew or thing or whatever.
Yeah.
He said there was like a guy laying there. This is a very vivid ghost story. He goes, there's like a guy laying there. He's like, hey, buddy, you all right? You good? Because the guy was like sleeping there.
Yeah.
And then he said he like realized like it wasn't like a regular person. And it was like this.
It was Yorsey.
Yeah,
he sleeps in places like that. And he's not regular.
Well.
He's a lifer comic.
Raj said, and then he said he got up and then he like looked back and it was gone.
Oh, really?
Or he was gone. I don't know. It was right after he told me a story about his 18-inch penis. So,
Raj Sharma?
I was kidding.
There's nobody named Raj Sharma that has an 18-inch penis.
It's a story, man.
Yeah. I was thinking of going, by the way, this year to Thailand for a full moon party.
Oh, you've never been?
Uh-uh.
You should definitely go.
I went to China and I went to Hong Kong.
What's for New Year's?
No, I just went there in June.
Do the full moon party in Thailand.
You've been?
Yeah. That's why you brought it up.
That's where you did the mushrooms.
Yeah, that's where I did shrooms. Yeah, the only time I did shrooms.
On the beach?
Yeah, but the thing is,
great first shrooms experience.
Yeah, I never did shrooms the way I guess normally. You just eat them normally, right?
Yeah, but what did you get?
They have shroom shakes they're selling like at the bars there.
Comma, how much do they cost?
$10, I think.
$10 for a shroom shake.
I think it was $10. It might have been less. At the most, it was $10.
Well, I noticed. I don't know how cheap it was there, but like in China, you can get a 20-ounce beer for 50 cents.
Oh yeah, you weren't in Hong Kong, though, right?
No, in Hong Kong, it's a little more expensive.
Yeah, like Macau and stuff. Or is Macau expensive? Or my buddy's in the Philippines. When he said he went to China, he was like, I stayed in Hong Kong one night. It was ridiculously expensive.
Oh, probably the hotels and shit are very expensive.
Yeah.
There. Yeah. I mean, there's no space.
He's also used to Filipino prices. So he's like, when he comes back to visit here, he's like, dude, fucking $5 for a beer? And I'm like, yeah, man. First world.
We didn't all just have hurricanes last week. Yeah, first world. There's a markup. So yeah, where do you get the shakes? Just add up.
Dude, the full moon party, there's like, if you just like go on YouTube and type in like Thailand full moon party, I'd put in New Year's Eve, because I think there's full moon parties every month because there's a full moon every month.
Every month, yeah.
But the New Year's one's obviously bigger, and there's a lot of...
Not New Year's Eve. It only falls on New Year's Eve once every 30 days or so.
Really?
Once every 30 years.
So the one I went to just happened to be?
On New Year's Eve?
I went to the full moon party on New Year's Eve, yeah. It's huge. People from all over the world come.
Well, I mean, full moon.
Yeah, so wait, that's not every year? I don't know how
the lunar calendar's every 28 days. There's a new moon.
So it's like very...
Yeah, it keeps moving in the calendar when it is.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Blue moon, do you know what a blue moon is?
To be honest, I don't remember what the moon looked like. I was staring at a tree for like 5 hours because the tree had a lot of weird shit going on.
Trees are great, and you get the moonlight behind it. Trees are great on mushrooms.
I'll get to that point. I'll just get to that point. So if you go on like YouTube and just like look up full moon party New Year's Eve or something. Basically like people from all over the world come. A lot of Israelis go and a lot of Australians go.
Nobody vacations like Australians.
Yeah, they also go to Bali a lot because I was just
in
Bali.
They go for a month and a half at a time.
Yeah, they really do.
Their version of holiday is tremendous.
Yeah, my fiance's good friend Lucy just moved to Australia for a year because this guy she's been dating, Carl, who I've met, like, this guy's in America so often on vacation. I've met him like as much as I've seen you in the last couple of years.
Really?
Yeah, and he's like, he's Australian. He lives in Australia. And I asked him last time, I go, what do you do? Like, what's your job? And then he said something in some shitty accent.
Oh, right.
Something like that. Then he asked for a pint or something. So... you get there, you fly in. We flew into Bangkok. At the time I went was when Disaster Date, that MTV show I was on.
Yeah.
Like, and that aired all
over.
Did that
win a Golden Globe? I forget now.
I don't think it did. It was nominated.
I know it was nominated.
But so that show aired all over the world. That last MTV show I did, like, was just in this country because I was union. But the other one, they would air marathons and like
non-union. So they don't have to pay you. So like,
they didn't have to pay us. So it was just like all over the world. So I had fans like all over, not like a lot of fans, but like definitely people. Like when I visited my friend Sean in the Philippines, people were like, when they met me, some of them were like really excited. I'm like, why are they acting so weird? And he goes, they know who you are.
Wow.
And I was like, this is awkward.
In the Philippines.
Yeah. No one that'll come to shows. So then
it doesn't result in tickets. Yeah.
Nothing, dude. I just book everything that doesn't help my career. But
people who made $7 last year.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have money for a show. 2 drink minimum.
So This girl and this guy were like fans of mine in Bangkok. And so I said to my buddy Ian, I was like, hey, before we go to Thailand, because we went to the Philippines first to see my buddy Sean. And then we went to Thailand for like the New Year's thing or whatever. And I said, I go, I'm going to hit them up and see, maybe they'll show us around because I don't know where to go or whatever, right? So this girl and this guy like showed us around. The dude, the girl I think was like 18 or 19. And the guy.
Did she recognize you?
She was a fan. Like, she was like on my Facebook or something. So I said like, hey, can you show us around?
In Thailand?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. And the guy?
And they happened to also be going to the same full moon party. So it totally helped us figure out how to get there. Because I'm an idiot like on the road.
Who'd
like,
you go with?
My buddy Ian.
Okay.
So the guy was funny, like a little side story. This dude was, I just remember thinking like, man, this is a really small man. Like he's a really small little man. And he was super gay, like flamboyantly gay. And he was British. Like he grew up in England, but he was Thai. So he like looked like a little skinny, tiny Thai man.
With a weird accent.
With a British accent. And he was like flamboyantly gay. So he was like smoking cigarettes all weird and like drinking mojitos on like the roof of some Bangkok.
I like that, smoking cigarettes out with like out of your face.
Yeah, exactly.
And then really bring it in theatrically. Dude, that is a gay way to smoke.
He's a club promoter in Bangkok, right? And then he kept talking. He kept referring to his nanny or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, this guy must be loaded. Like this little weird like Dr. Ken's character in The Hangover type thing or something. I found out later this dude was like 16 or 17, I think. I'm like, that's why he's such a small man. He was a boy.
He wasn't that growing?
We were hanging out with a little boy. And he was just smoking cigarettes and drinking mojitos.
Oh, wow.
So like... That guy's name was Groove. That's like the best. It's like a fake character. It's like I'm telling you a bullshit story right
now. That's somebody from CB4.
Yeah.
Like some of you call that.
So
Groove.
So we go to Bangkok. We go to like, we find out where like the kickboxing is and all that stuff, which is like really fun.
You went to that?
Yeah. Lumpini Stadium, which is like, I guess there's like, that's one of like the two big ones or whatever.
Do they go crazy for kickboxing? Do they just go nuts?
That's fucking hot. Me and my buddy were going nuts.
Yeah, that sounds exciting as shit. It's all the best parts of MMA.
Yeah, and the funny thing is when we showed up, in between fights, they have like two guys in the ring, and they're like kind of fake fighting.
Yeah.
And they're just, it's kind of like a artistic type thing, I guess. But when we showed up, that's when we showed up, so we're like, this is fucking bullshit. I go, that guy's clearly not hitting him. Like, the guy's overreacting and, like, flying all over the place. Then, like, I go, what is this? And we were sitting there like...
And you can't ask anybody.
Yeah, no one wants to give a shit. So, like, we were just like, we got scammed. Like, this isn't real kickboxing. And then the fights, like, picked back up, and we're like, oh, this is awesome.
People speak English there?
There they did. I was just in Japan, okay. And people fucking do not speak English in Japan. Yeah.
But in Thailand, when you go to those things, you could have turned to somebody next to you and go, hey, who's
not everybody,
this guy?
But like, yeah, it was a lot more. Japan was more like, you know, you're like a dumb American, like, need to get,
oh, yeah.
Like pointing.
In rural, like Shanghai, like outside Shanghai,
yeah.
I was like, I just kept my mouth closed because I was like, no one will understand this.
Certainly, like Japan and China, I don't know, I've never been to China, but Japan, like my buddy told me because he's in Asia or whatever, he's like, yeah, they don't care like about learning English. He's like, they have their own thing going on.
They have their own television, their own movies, and like, yeah, it's just not even.
They're sending us stuff that we buy.
How eccentric we are. We're like, yeah, exactly. They're like, well, how could they not learn English? Like, why would they?
Yeah, they have no
reason.
They don't
speak that there. They have their own country. Like, we have our country.
Yeah, before I visited Japan, I was on a layover once coming back from the Philippines, and I was at the Narita Airport in Tokyo for like 10 hours or something.
Yeah.
And I was watching sumo wrestling with these guys, like a bunch of guys, for like 2 hours. And I was like, I don't know the rules. You know, I don't know. Like,
Yeah.
So I'm like, I just want to talk to somebody. And I turn around and I go, hey, any of you guys speak English? And they all just looked at me like,
we don't understand what you're
fucking
saying.
Not, even if we did, fuck you. They're like, well, no, we don't want to talk to you about sumo wrestling. And I was like, what's going on? Anybody? And they were just like, just kind of like shook their heads at me like, nah, it's like,
at best they don't understand you. At worst they're like, you're a girl to them asking about football. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Why did that guy throw to that guy? Like, shut up, not during the game. Can't help you right now.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So when you, so the full moon party, you go to Bangkok, we hung out there for a little bit, went to Bangkok, by the way, the hotel me and my buddy stayed at,
yeah,
there was like, I'm not exaggerating, we went to the pool one day and it was like kind of like a rooftop pool, and it was like me and my buddy who probably just looked like gay European dudes, like yeah, fucking each other on vacation. Because everyone else at the pool was an old white man and a young Thai girl. Mm. Like, not like we saw it a couple times. It was like, oh.
That's all it was.
It was fucking weird. We were sitting in the pool talking. My buddy's talking about his company and like, what's going to happen? I go, have you noticed that everyone else on this rooftop pool is...
It's just like retired dudes who like want to get laid?
Like old fat white guys and girls that were clearly teenagers.
No way. Like, what do you mean teenagers?
Not like fucking 10 years old.
16, 17?
Yeah, they were like 15, 16, 17.
And they're just hanging out for sex later.
Yeah, I guess. And the no, I mean, these guys obviously hired him or something. Yeah. Like, yeah, it wasn't like they met.
Right.
Yeah.
They said at karaoke in like Macau, they'll have like just girls show up and they're hookers, but it's like the point is like, no, enjoy your karaoke, but then you should know they're there for atmosphere, and then later,
Really?
Have sex with them.
I think the Philippines, a lot of that.
Really?
If you see any, yeah, any
woman, it's like that's she's a priest
with a guy,
the old white man. Like, what are you doing in Thailand? Of course you're doing this.
Yeah.
And it's all they were.
Yeah.
So nobody judged them. They were just like, we're the majority.
Exactly. Like me and Ian were just, they're probably like, why are these fucking queers at our pool?
You're ruining it for us, guys.
So anyways, okay. So we did that. And then we fly. Yeah. We flew to
Major.
To Koh Samui.
Koh Samui?
Yeah. That's okay. Like the only time I'd ever heard that was in one of the Meet the Fockers or Meet the Parents movies. Like that's where Robert De Niro, like that's why he was like talking to somebody about Koh Samui. They were going to have their honeymoon there or something. Like yeah. That was his surprise. I don't know. So I remember hearing that and I was like, okay, so you fly to Koh Samui and then you go to, you take a ferry to, I don't know how to pronounce this, like Kofagnan or Kofagnagan or something. Mm-hmm. And that's where the full moon party is. And I remember I talked to some girl.
A ferry. Can you stay on that island or wherever it is?
Yeah.
You can stay on there.
Dude, the place we ended up staying for the full moon party, because like we were idiots. Like, we didn't realize but it was such a big thing. People from all the world come. We didn't have a room booked. But luckily our fan and like our and the two fans, like they are my fan.
Yeah. Like, Ian wasn't on the show, was he?
No.
Okay.
He's not in entertainment. So like that they were like, oh, like we're staying at this house with like these other guys that we know. So we were like staying in this big house that was way up a hill. It was kind of like a hassle to get to. And they're like, yeah, you just need to like, if you could just chip in for the house. We each had to pay like $13. And it was a big house.
Wow. And you're like, yeah, I can chip in for that.
Yeah. And I just remember like smoking like a spliff with these half French, half Thai guys. Who were, and I,
wow.
And I don't understand spliffs. You ever smoke spliffs?
Yeah, it's fucking
pointless, right?
What?
It's pointless.
It's tobacco smokers who aren't willing to admit that they're addicted to nicotine.
But there's weed in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they go, no, it helps the weed last longer. I'm like, that's like saying the water lasts longer if you only drink half a glass of water.
Yeah.
You're smoking less marijuana.
But and you can't really inhale it the same way. It's like more
they
like
do,
a casual.
But it's like they would cigarettes. They're just all addicted to nicotine.
Yeah.
They go, no, I like it better that way. Like, no, you like cigarettes.
Yeah.
That's why. It's a combination of the two. It's like a Arnold Palmer. You don't get all the lemonade you would have gotten.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I didn't know what a spliff was until a couple years before that. Me and my buddy Ian, I always take trips with him. I'm not gay. Anyways.
That's all right. Do whatever you want. It's LA.
We went to Europe, and when we got to Amsterdam, we got to find one of these cafes, get some weed, and smoke it, right? Yeah. So we go in the first one, and we're like looking at the different things, and we ordered one. And the first one we went to was like a crowded coffee shop. So we stand in the back. There's nowhere to sit. And we both start like hitting this, and we didn't realize we bought a spliff. And we start like trying to like hit it like it's a regular joint, and we're coughing like fucking crazy. Because I'm like trying to hit it hard and like deep.
And you're not a smoker.
Huh? No.
Right.
And so, like, my throat is burning. And I just remember, like, this is how dumb we are. I was going, this is Amsterdam shit, man. They don't play. I was like, this is some strong Amsterdam shit. I go, and Ian's like, dude, it fucking burns, though, right? And I'm like, we're going to be fucking high. Two idiots, right? And then so we got a little high because we burnt down, like, a big, you know,
yeah, they have marijuana in there.
Yeah.
Sure. And this tobacco alone will get you high.
I guess, dude. So I've never smoked a cigarette in my life, though. So, like, that's another thing. So, like, wow. So we start walking around, and it's freezing because it's winter. And I just remember, like, after, like, 20 minutes, I was like, I'm not that high. And we smoked a whole joint, and it's, like, a big joint they give you. So I was like, I'm not that high. And he's like, me neither. And I'm like, let's go get another joint. So we got another spliff on accident.
Oh, what?
Burned down that whole thing. And then we start going, what the fuck is going on, man? I thought Amsterdam was supposed to have good weed.
Different shop,
yeah. Wow. But we just kept ordering the wrong thing. And this week,
somebody always said, like, I just want, like, one spliff. And, like, okay.
No, they had names. We weren't saying spliff. Like, they had, like, this one's called whatever, you know? So we finally walked back in after the second one doesn't really do shit. And then we walk in, and I think I don't know how we found out, but somebody said, like, oh, like, those are spliffs. Like, you want, like, whatever. So we walk in and we go, hey, man, is there anything that like is just a joint of just like cannabis? Like, we don't want tobacco. And the guy goes, yeah, pure. And so we're like, one of the pure. And then we got fucking super high.
Yeah, then you get ripped.
Yeah. Wait.
So you're smoking a spliff on this fucking patio of this house in Mock Mock Bang.
Yeah, in Kofugnan or whatever Kofugnan. Is how you say it.
Yeah.
And then so the full moon party, I remember I talked to some girl that my friend Sean had like gone to high school with, and she's part Filipino, and she told me she'd been to a full moon party.
Yeah.
She's like, it's so much fun. Like you're just walking like through the woods, and then out of nowhere, there's like this beach and everyone's just going nuts and it's amazing. And I was like, oh, it sounds like paradise. But in my head, I was like, ah, people fucking embellish, you know?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was. Everyone there, you go like, because it was New Year's and everything, everyone knew it was like going to be a party. So they have these buckets, these red buckets, and you, they're selling in the buckets, they all have Red Bull, like a can of Red Bull, and then it's either like Sprite and vodka, like a little thing of vodka, yeah. Or it's, you know, Jack Daniels and a Coke.
In
and
a bucket.
And they have a bucket, and then they have there's also Red Bull. So everything comes with Red Bull so you can like stay up all night. You know, that's the whole point.
Oh, yeah.
And you just like pour it all in the bucket and you drink it out of the bucket. And
Really?
Yeah.
Pour it all in the bucket?
It's not like, it's like a bucket. I can't remember if the bucket goes around your neck. I don't know if I'm making that part up.
Like a fucking.
You don't hold the bucket. I think it does go around your neck.
Like a chow thing that they attach to animals?
Yeah, sort of. But it's not like a huge, it's like a plastic bucket. It's like a cheap little plastic bucket. It's okay. Just for the alcohol and everything. So we do that, and then we're getting drunk, and then it's just like it's a crazy party, man. There's like a jump rope on fire, like a huge jump rope on fire, and multiple ones where they're just like swinging it. And
people are jumping in there and just
jumping in and doing it.
Dude, I want to go to a full moon party so bad. So yeah,
my buddy Ian is like one of those guys too. That like when he does something,
yeah,
that's cool. You know, I was like, oh, this is cool, but my buddy's one of those guys that's like. So excited that like most people that we know don't aren't gonna do this it. And like he
likes it better because of that.
Yeah, like I could tell like he gets off on that. So he was just like, he was so pumped. I remember his face, like it's like one of my memories, you know, you like forget most all your shit.
Uh-huh.
Like I remember this guy's face, like he was so pumped, like jumping in that fire jump rope. And he was like you got to do it. And I'm like, yeah, I'll do it later, because I was gonna do it later. And I just, and then like eventually like they're not doing it anymore.
What time does it start, like sundown or before?
I think it's sundown, I don't remember.
And then it just goes till the sun comes up.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude, you're on this beach that's fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like 85 degrees on New Year's Eve
at night.
Yeah, I was in board shorts all night. Oh, I didn't tell you about the body paint. And also, people do like neon body paint. You can buy these little, they're selling those buckets. They're selling these little paint things with little brushes.
How much is the alcohol, by the way? Like, how much stuff costs there?
I don't remember, but it's cheap.
Yeah.
I don't remember, like, that's an exact, I can't give you like an exact
I've
price,
heard
but it's
like
cheap.
A dollar.
I mean, like, when we were in Bangkok, when we went to get, like, I love Thai food. I love Pad Thai.
Yeah.
Dude, we went to, the first night there, they took us to this really nice restaurant, like a super nice restaurant that would be out here, like, really expensive.
Yeah.
I ordered Pad Thai. It was like the equivalent of like $6.50.
Wow.
You can go other places where we were getting like bomb Pad Thai. It was like $2 or $3.
Wow.
So it's cheap.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Philippines. Like it's pretty cheap there. So the body paint thing, me and my buddy obviously have to like, you know, I was like, hey man, like he goes, paint free hugs, I think is what he wanted me to paint on his chest.
On cause him?
Because he thought that'd be like a fucking great thing. And I go, dude, paint virgin on my chest. And it was just like hilarious because all night all these girls were like coming up to me like, yeah, right. You know, cause, so my thing worked, and his free hugs thing, people were like, what a creep.
Yeah, they're trying to prove you wrong. I'll be the judge if you're a virgin or not.
Yeah. And then on my back, I go, dude, people from all over the world are there. There's so much Israelis that go there that a lot of the places we were passing, like when we were on the little tuk-tuk thing, like taking us to wherever we were going,
yeah,
there's Hebrew signs.
Really?
Like, yeah, like all over the island. I remember I was on a thing with some Israelis, and it's funny because I go, hey, I go, you guys are Israeli, right? And they're like, yeah, and they weren't very friendly. And I go, oh, I go,
that's Israelis.
I go, yeah, I go, why is there there's so much like Hebrew like all over this island? And the guy goes, because the Israelis come here. And I go, oh, and I go, I'm Jewish, you know. And they were just like, okay. Like, they could give a fuck.
Like, we don't care, man.
Yeah.
Everybody's Jewish where I come from.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't mean anything.
They could care less.
That's like you leaving America and then going someplace like, I'm white too.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah. So they could give a fuck. And then, so, because there were people from all over the world, it wasn't just Israel and Australia. It's like all over, but yeah. There's just a lot of them. I said to Ian, I go, dude, paint USA like across my back, you know?
So they know where you're from?
So they know where we're
Americans
from.
So the English speakers can come talk to you?
I guess. Like, I just thought, like, it'd be cool to be like, hey, we're American in case any other Americans or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
or people thought that was interesting. And this, the vibe at this party is like everyone just having a fucking great time. Like, there's, it's not like the type of thing where it's like a bar in Newport Beach. People are, you know,
do you
shoe faggot.
Talk to each other, or do you just like talk to only you and Ian, or do you like mingle and shit? Like, how?
I just remember being super fucked up. I lost Ian for a while. I think I
and that was okay to lose him. Like, you still like meet.
I somehow found him. Like, because the beach is long, and like every bar is playing like different music. And there's people like dancing on the beach, right? So it's like, if you like, you know, rap, like one bar was doing that.
How long is the beach? What are you talking about? A mile? Okay, from here to the Laugh Factory?
Maybe. I don't know. I can't really remember. Like, okay. In my head, it looks a certain way, but I don't. It's pretty. Actually, it's pretty big because the place we got the shroom shakes was like all the way at one end. So, and I remember like I was down during New Year's, I think like when it clicked over to midnight, I was like, I passed out on a toilet somewhere.
Then, that's a good New Year's.
and then Ian found me. He's like, where the fuck were you, man? He's like, I've been having the best time. And I was just like, I fell asleep on a toilet. And he's like, why do you always do shit like that?
That's what I'd be afraid of. Like, it was like, it's 2 a.m. I was like, all right, guys, I'm getting tired. I gotta go sleep.
I think that's why they had the Red Bull. I mean, we kept drinking that because we wanted to stay up. We were up until like the morning.
Yeah.
And everyone just like, well, you have to pee. Everyone just like peeing in the, like guys.
Pee in the ocean. Just go to the ocean and pee.
Pee in the ocean.
Instantly washed away.
Yeah. And you forget about it. So I had the USA thing on my back thinking this was like a great idea. At least like four times that night, I feel like it was more, Australian dudes randomly would just be like, hey, USA. And I'm like, what's up? Happy New Year. And they're like, fuck USA. And I was like, what? And I was like, all right, man. Like, Happy New Year. Like, I'm not, like, they were trying to fight.
Really? That's a bad vibe.
At the fucking, the place that had literally maybe the
all
best
party.
Best vibe I've ever been in my life. Australian dudes were still like trying to.
Fuck the USA.
Pick a fight with me, yeah. I don't understand how that conversation goes. They say, fuck USA, and then I go, fuck where you're from. Like, who cares? I don't care. You were born somewhere else.
You didn't do it. You didn't build that country.
Yeah. I'm from one place.
On 3rd Street. You didn't.
I never got that you grew up in North Carolina, right?
North Carolina, Maryland. Yeah.
Yeah. I grew up in Orange County, and our high schools, I just remember being like, the kids were just so weird. Like junior high, like I went to Serrano Junior High, right? Mm-hmm. And then like the other junior high was like Los Alisos. And then I think there was like La Paz. I don't know. But they were like, remember kids in my school were like, oh, people from Los Alisos are fags. And then when I got to El Toro High School, they're like, oh, people go to Mission Viejo, fucking, they're a bunch of fags. And I'm like, how dumb are we? Like, what are you talking about? Like, if we lived one block over, like, we'd be there.
Yeah, and if you both saw each other in like Maine, you'd be like, you're from Orange County too?
Exactly.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Let's be friends.
Yeah. So it's like I never, even when I was younger, thought like that was a
competition
thing.
Just for the sake of competition. I want to be against you.
Yeah, you go to a different school and then people wonder why countries don't get along. It's like fucking I grew up with a bunch of friends that thought people from Tribuco Hills were fucking fags, dude.
Based on their school district?
Yeah.
Based on what street they lived on?
These are the people that are going to have the closest upbringing that you're having. Mm-hmm. They're the most relatable to you in the world. And you're like, nah, man.
Let's section ourselves off.
They're across Muirlands. They're dicks.
They must all be up to some shit.
Yeah.
So you had a fun time. Oh, that's hilarious. People don't like America. A lot of people America.
That was the same thing I talk about when I went to Europe. Like people didn't like America.
When was this? It was like 2-3 years ago you did it?
The full moon party was 2011, 2012. I went back to the Philippines to see my buddy Sean last year in like June or July.
Wait, how many nights was I want to hear about the full moon party more first. How many nights was the full moon party?
It was just that night.
Just one night. Just on the full moon. Mm-hmm. And then what happens the next night? Or you just left?
I think we left the next day. Yeah, I think we left the next day because there was no reason to stay. It was like very much like a...
Clears out, last day of camp.
We ruined this guy's house, let's leave. Oh. Yeah. Right,
nobody's partying anymore.
Yeah, or maybe we did stay one more night and we just kind of... I think we might have stayed one more night and we just...
like, what are we doing here?
No, we like went to a bar and like got food or something. It wasn't like a party thing. I think we did stay one more night because I remember we were like, is there like another party? Is there another New Year's 2012 party tonight?
That place must be hilarious. Once a month, it just fills up. And then 2 days later, it's kind of like just a beach.
Yeah. And dude, the thing that's funny, I still give my buddy Ian shit for this. This guy goes, okay, I told you that trip. We went to the Philippines and then we went to Thailand, right?
Yeah.
So me and Ian were like, when we were planning everything, Ian goes, dude, you book Philippines. You take care of the Philippines. I'll take care of Thailand.
Okay.
All right. This dumb fuck booked us a train back to Bangkok, a train from an island.
How?
There's no train from an island, right?
So how did he book it? Was it just a scam?
This moron, my friend, thought that you fucking could go take this train.
But he got tickets.
Yeah, no, he got us the tickets. So listen to what. So listen to what happened.
Yeah.
Now I'm remembering what happened. So we were sticking around thinking like, oh, what's going on tonight? Is there something tonight? I remember we're eating at like this place. We're getting some pad thai, and there's like they were playing like Wedding Crashers, and the power kept going out, and like people were like, oh, and then they kept like rebooting the power or whatever because it was rainy and stuff, and there was no reason to really stay. So then we go, hey, maybe we should just head out tonight because we're supposed to leave in the morning. Then when we start looking into it, we needed to leave. Like the fact that we started thinking about it right then, like was a miracle because we had to start leaving right then. Like we had to walk all the way back up that hill to that house, get our stuff, walk back down the hill. And then we were like, Ian's like, yeah, we got to catch this train. And I go, train, dude, we're on a fucking island. Like, what are you talking about? And he goes, no, the train, dude, leaves from Surat Thani and it goes to Bangkok. And this is like a 10 or 11 hour train ride, right? And I go, so we start asking around. People are like, oh, to get to Surat Thani, you need to get on this ferry, which is a 6 hour ferry ride. And then we were like, and then they go, what time's your train? And we're like, oh, it's tomorrow at this time. And they were like, well, you definitely need to like leave now. Like you go, because the ferry, you know, if you leave tomorrow, you're not going to make that train.
Right.
And so we were like, what? And then so then we go, where's the ferry? Where's like the ferry port? They go, the other side of the island. So we had to take like an hour and a half ride in like a tuk-tuk, which is like one of those cabs that's like kind of like open and it's like rainy and stuff.
Is it like the jeepneys?
Yeah, like a jeepney. Yeah, it's like those. I think it is a jeepney. I think tuk-tuk is like one of the bikes or something, right? I can't remember the difference.
That might be right, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a jeepney. So we're in like one of those and you know, we're just crowded with a bunch of people, right? So in my head, I'm like, whatever, Ian messed up. Not a big deal. Like, what is my best friend? Who cares? Yeah. So we're driving to fucking get to the other side thing. We're thinking this boat ride, 6 hours, whatever. And we're like, they said like, oh, there's beds though, right? I'm not shitting you, dude. We get on this boat and it's like, okay, like see how like these chairs have like this like type of whatever
cushion, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like thinner than this, but
quarter inch cushion maybe.
Yeah, but it, like this is the material and it's like the beds are this wide.
like as wide as this chair,
and then the next bed starts right here, and then the next bed starts right there. So we're like, and then that's all it is, by the way. All you have is your bed, which is like a strip of vinyl or something, whatever that is. And then you don't have pillows or anything. I think there might have been like a pillow, but it's like this thing that was like, oh, we took, you know, some Bangladesh kid fucking gave this to us after fucking 60 years of using a pillow. So like, I just remember like being like, I'm like not a fucking huge dude. And I was like, this is brutal.
Oh.
And I was like, obviously next to my buddy Ian. And
how
then
big
this,
is Ian?
Ian's like 6'1", 6'2".
Yeah.
So, and then like next to me was this extremely smelly European chick. So I took like, I had like melatonin with me. So I took like a bunch of that and I just tried to pass out on this thing. Like, and also you don't know who the fuck is on this thing. The toilet, when you had to go to the bathroom, just like a hole in the bottom of the boat. You like shit
just
in.
It goes into the water.
I think it goes into the water. Yeah. It's just, it was disgusting. Sure. Right. And I remember like, I was joking. I'm like, this is like a slave ship, which I know is like an inappropriate thing to say. Cause I'm sure slave ships are way worse than, you know, or obviously were way worse. But it was terrible, dude. Like I couldn't even stand up in the room where there's like a shitload of people just lined up like, you know, animals. So we get to Surat Thani, yeah, and there's like 4 hours or 5 hours until our train leaves. So we're just in this.
How tired are you?
Oh, we're extremely tired. But I was also like, is this a fucking scary place?
We've never been to Surat Thani or heard anything about it.
There's no one goes there. Like, it's like that just happened to be where the train was. So like we're in like southern Thailand. I think that's where, I mean, if people Google this and I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure it was southern Thailand, like way down south.
That's where they have the spicy food in southern Thailand. That's a spicy Thailand for Thai food, yeah. You ever been to Jit Lada down on Sunset?
No.
Oh, it's so spicy.
And they're from southern Thailand?
They have a southern Thai menu in with the rest of the Thai menu. And the
what's the place called? I want to go there.
Jit Lada. Jitlada. You know, like down Sunset?
Yeah.
Where near where that Zankow chicken was?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not the new one, like right there by Blockbuster, but like wait, like down. Okay. Or like westernish. It's around there, north side of the street.
Oh, is that like where Thai Town is? Where all those
places
are?
Yeah, probably around Thai Town.
Oh, yeah.
Jit Lada. It's great,
on Sunset,
man.
Not Hollywood?
Could be on Hollywood, too.
Because Hollywood has that whole little Thai square or whatever.
Could be Sunset. Could be. I think it's Sunset, but it might be Hollywood, yeah.
I'm going to go there after this. Yeah. I'm not even joking. Okay, so when we get on the...
Let's do it.
When we get on the...
You got to drive back. Where do you live now? Orange County still?
I mean, I have my place in Burbank, but also Long Beach. I have my own place in Long Beach.
Oh, okay. We'll figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't have to go home right away. So when we get on the train, we're sitting in like the first row of our cabin or whatever.
Yeah.
My knees are like hitting the fucking thing.
Like in the train?
Dude, it was like, I think it was a 10-hour.
You're 4'11".
Huh?
You're 4'11". What are, your knees were hitting.
Yeah, dude, it was like, and Ian's bigger than me.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there like, I'm one of those people who's like, hey, man, it's not the worst thing in the world. It's obviously been like a, it's been a brutal couple days. You know, it's going
to
be a brutal
couple
days.
It's also tough to complain when you're like, all these people live like this all the time. So it wasn't just like, oh, it's a horrible situation. It's like, no, this is just their normal situation.
Oh, when we were waiting at the train station throughout Tawny, like, it was the saddest thing. Like, one, when like another other trains would show up that weren't our trains, you know, for like, you know, every, whatever, 20 minutes or something. And when this one train showed up, they used like this hose to just like hose down the train.
Yeah.
And this lady was waiting with like her two little kids who were naked just to like bathe them.
What?
That's like the town we were in that Ian.
They used the train hose to bathe their kids?
Yeah, I mean, but it sounds horrible, but that was like the best case scenario for that lady, I'm guessing. Unless
free water?
Unless she's a bitch. She was like, they're like, why don't we just go back to our nice house?
We got a bath and everything. No, fuck you. This is what happens when you miss curfew.
So, I remember sitting on the train, like both of our legs like this, and I'm like putting my legs up like this just so, and I mean, 10 and a half hours like that is brutal, you know?
Yeah.
So I just go, like, I was like, I'm not going to like give Ian shit. Like, he made a mistake, like whatever. It's his first time in town. It's my first time in town. Who cares? And then like, I don't know how long into that train ride, he looked at me and he goes, this fucking sucks, dude. And I go, yeah, man, who the fuck booked Thailand?
Yeah.
I like was being so nice. Then I'm like, listen, dude, I can complain. You can't complain.
You did it. Yeah.
I go, who takes a train from an island? I didn't get to sleep in like a bed until he flew when we got back to Bangkok. He flew. That's the other thing. If we didn't make that train, we like missed our flights. I was flying back to the Philippines to hang out with my buddy Sean, and he was going back to LA because he had to work.
Oh.
So it all like luckily.
He always tells in history class, like, if you don't vote, you don't have a right to complain. But my theory is no. If you voted for the guy who won, then you don't have a right to complain.
Yeah.
You did it. If you vote for the guy who lost or don't vote, then you can say, yeah, I didn't have someone, I didn't have anybody good.
Yeah, I just heard that recently too. Like, if you don't vote, you don't vote. But it's like, well, you can complain if you, especially if you're like president, if like, well, I don't like either one of these dudes.
Yeah.
So I can complain because why do we only have two options? You know, like, I can complain my guy didn't get the nomination.
And guess what? I can complain no matter what I do.
Yeah. Or I'm American.
Americans' rights to complain. So you took a 10-hour trip back to Bangkok?
Yeah. And then it was like I think it's like a 4-hour flight back to the Philippines, but it was just like,
how long did you go for total that time?
We were in the Philippines for like probably I think 4 days, maybe five, and then we went to Thailand for I think 4 days, and then we're like two in Bangkok, two on that island, or like one and a half on that island.
How much does this whole trip cost you? A lot or not crazy?
Oh, dude, this is the thing about going to like all those places is like I just went to Bali with my fiance like over New Year's or whatever, 'cause she wanted to go to Bali. The flights are expensive,
right? Getting there,
but then when you're there, you know, you could stay. Like, we were in Bali for like 10 days or something. It's like you don't spend that much money,
right?
Like, you're getting like good meals. Like, I went and got a steak and some other shit, and it's like, I don't know, $12. Like, you know, it's like that would be like $35 right, or something, you know. So you're not really spending that much money. Like, drinks are always cheap.
Drinks are cheap, yeah. So here's, okay, tell me about this mushroom shake and how you got it, when you took it, how long it take to kick in, and how you got to that place.
Oh, yeah, I didn't tell you about the shroom shake. So
because I had been telling you about shrooms for a little while when we played on Sean Kemp's Kids.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you hadn't taken them, and then you were like, I don't know if you texted me from there or showed me a picture, but you were like, I've got them and they were great. Yeah. I love mushrooms.
It's one of those things where I was like, I remember asking Ian the next day, because I think he'd done them before or something. He's from Seattle like originally, and like, I think he did it when he was a kid or something. And I was like, I go, is this like, is there a negative thing? Is there a negative part of doing shrooms? Because that was fun. Like, I'm not saying I would do that every day, but like, that's definitely like a fun thing to do every now and then. And I still haven't done it since. I remember when I got back, I asked you, like, where do you get shrooms? Is there like a shroom place? And you're like, you kind of have to know a guy who has some right now or something.
Yeah. But yeah, or put in a request and like, wait.
So we went, so at the end,
Do you need any?
Huh?
Do you need any?
I'll do it.
I know a guy who just like has now grown and he's like, I'm looking to unload.
How much are, I don't know how much shrooms are or anything. I remember that shroom shake was literally like $10, I think.
I believe these were penis envy mushrooms because they're shaped more like a dick, so they're called penis envy.
Uh-huh.
But they're real good, real like ecstasy kind of high. I don't know the difference between all the different types of highs on different mushrooms, but this was that. But for an ounce, which you need maybe half an eighth, maybe 2 grams.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll maybe take an eighth now. But an eighth is an ounce. And an ounce, I think, was 200 or 250. If you get it from a guy you don't know, maybe $300 for an ounce.
So it's kind of expensive.
No.
That's not expensive.
Because the dosage is like $20-$30.
Oh, okay.
Same shit, same difference, I guess, with a steak. So $20 or $30, like, I'm going to get fucked up for the next 7 hours. That's pretty cheap compared to beer.
There's not like ecstasy laced in this shit. Because I did ecstasy once and I fucking, the next day I felt retarded.
Everybody talks about the come down from ecstasy. I've never gotten that.
I only did it once. And then I also was told, though, that like they can mix like heroin and some other stuff with that and speed.
Oh, speed, yeah. But I like the speed in ecstasy. It gets you grooving.
Dude, all I remember about is I took like, that was in Vegas a long time ago. I took like 5 shots of tequila and I'm like, oh, I'm good. I'll be like, have fun for the night. And then I was at the club, like one of my buddy's friends, this girl who I knew, she was like, here, like take, and I was like, whatever. I was already drunk. So I'm like, I'll try it. And then I just remember I was just dancing all night and I'm not a dancer. Like, yeah. I don't like dance, but I was just like in the same spot, like just fucking. Yeah, and I remember, but like, I must've looked like I was rolling because people would like, just come up to me all night at the club. Like, dude, you're fucking rolling. I was just like, as a matter of fact, I am rolling. Like, I remember being like, how do they know? And then I remember my friend who, like, he didn't do it. And he walked up, like, past me, just looked at my face. He was like, wow. And, like, laughed and, like, walked away. And I was like, I don't get it. Like,
I saw a guy in Vegas once. We were at some, like, with Rogan, some, like, roped off area. I hate those nightclubs. I hate them.
They're terrible.
But we went, you know, it was in the casino we're already in. So
does Rogan like those places? Or just because he's so famous?
I think it's fun. He used to feel like he was supposed to go there. Yeah. And now I'm like, dude, you can go if you want. I'm just not going to go. Yeah. And he goes, well, let's just go see a movie. Let's just go dinner or something. I'm like, yeah, I'm totally down for that. Let's go to the middle bar of the casino. We can just look at people.
Yeah.
Maybe smoke a cigar and just talk.
That's fun.
Yeah, I like that shit. But
does he get hounded, though, if he's at like the middle bar of a casino?
No, we did it last time. And it was fine. He gets worried about being hounded. But then it's like, it's normally fine. Vegas is where he's the most famous.
Oh, is it?
And especially on fight weekends.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
But anyway, so we were up there, and I saw some guy, somebody who's DJing, some famous-ish DJ.
Yeah.
And there was some guy, like, so if you're the DJ, everyone else is dancing way behind, and this guy was just standing there, staring alone.
See, I wasn't doing that. I wasn't doing that shit.
I was staring at that guy. I was like, wow, he's feeling it.
That's the thing. I didn't feel like I was doing anything weird, except I was dancing all night. Like, I would not stop dancing.
Dancing, yeah.
And then, but then the next day, I literally woke up in the bed with these two girls. And I didn't fuck either one of them. I just was in bed with two girls.
From in Vegas?
Yeah. I knew both the girls from before the night. And I woke up in bed. Ended up like hooking up with one of them the next day. The other one I'd already slept with in the past. But come on.
It's Jeff Keith.
Can't
let him off the hook.
But I'll tell you the fucking rest of that story. But when I woke up, I was like, get out of bed. Yeah. Like, I was in my head. I was like, I had to think through everything. And I was like, how do you get out of bed?
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, and I remember like talking to myself, like, move your left leg onto the ground.
No way, really?
And then swing your right leg onto the ground. And I like literally slowly thinking like that made my way to the lobby of the hotel.
Yeah.
And I went up to the girl, and it was like a Fairfield Inn, like it was in Vegas, but it was like a Marriott Fairfield Inn type thing, like kind of off the strip.
Yeah.
And the girl behind the counter was Asian, and I was like, hey, I don't want to sound racist, but you look like you do ecstasy, and I just did it for the first time last night, and I'm having a really weird day. And I go, what do I do? And she's like, as I was saying, I was like, that was fucking racist.
Why would it be racist? Like, why would you assume Asian people I don't know, do I more just, ecstasy? That is racist.
Yeah, that's how I was like.
You should have said, you seem cool. Do you do ecstasy?
Yeah, do you know how to do? Like,
nothing to do with Asian people, ecstasy. Yeah. Nothing.
I opened with, like, I feel like you do. Like, and the thing is funny that she, like, cracked up and goes, I just stopped doing it 6 months ago. I used to do it all the time. She's like, go to our little shop right there and, like, get something, like, vitamins and everything.
Water,
so yeah.
Yeah.
So I sat on the couch in the lobby for, like, hours trying
just
to.
Just stop doing it.
Maybe, like, an hour or two. Not hours. Like, maybe 2 hours just sitting there. And I slowly got better. And then, like, one of the girl that I hadn't slept with yet, like, she. Like, I went back through them, and then, like, I was like, hey, do you want to go in the jacuzzi? And I was starting to feel better. And then there was, like, one of those jacuzzis, like, outside. It's a Fairfield Inn. It's not, like, a cool-ass Vegas jacuzzi or anything. And this dude was painting the fence, and I just started fucking her in the jacuzzi. And the fence was, like, literally, like, I could touch that guy and, like, high-five him if I wanted. And I just was like,
was back to you, or he was
painting the fence, and I was like, I kind of want to fuck this girl, and I don't really
daytime
care. Daytime
in an outside jacuzzi?
Daytime.
Christ almighty, Keith.
Yeah, it was
fuck.
Fun. It was a good memory.
God damn.
So then, do you want to hear about the shrooms in Thailand?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But fuck, hold on. You didn't get self-conscious of the guy right there?
I was like underwater, so it was, I mean.
Side question. When you fuck, condom or no condom? No condom, I assume, underwater.
I believe it was, no, condom? No.
No. When you fuck a girl, I've done it once. It's a girl I was dating. So yeah. It's on a level. Maybe married to. But like, I fucked her in a hot tub. But like,
you can't bust. Is that what you're going to say?
No, the pussy sort of fills up with water. So it's like, it doesn't have the regular wet. It has like a just water wet. And so you
it gets weird.
Like, friction. It's just like, it's like you're fucking a full water balloon.
Dude, No, I know what you're saying. The first time I ever had sex with a girl in a jacuzzi, I was like 19. Yeah. It's probably like, I probably hadn't had sex with that many people at the time. And this girl, supposedly, I remember it was my buddy Sean's friend from high school. And like, we were hanging out at her house. And because I think they might have still been in high school. I was 19. Or they were just out of high school or something. It's like that summer. And he goes, hey, like, Jamie's friend's coming over. And I remember I was 19. I was like, oh, she's cute. And then like Jamie's like, don't worry about it, Jeff. Like, she's a lesbian, like a real lesbian, not like she's bi or anything or like experimenting. She has a girlfriend and blah, blah, blah. And dude, I had like long hair at the time. And I just remember this girl came over and was like, and I was really bad at picking up like when a girl liked me.
Yeah.
And I just remember going like, this girl wants to fuck me. Like, I feel like that's like,
wants to fuck you.
Yeah. I go, she keeps staring at me like we should hook up or whatever. And then I said something to Sean. And he's just like, yeah, dude, it's fucking weird, right? And I go, didn't Jamie say she's a lesbian? And he's like, yeah. And then I go, all right, I'm going to try something. And I just go, hey, I'm going to go in the hot tub. Anybody else want to go? And the girl goes, I'll go.
Wow.
And then I was
she was waiting for the in.
Yeah. And then so I was like, all right. And then so I end up like having sex with this girl in the hot tub. And I couldn't, I thought you were going to say you couldn't bust. I couldn't like orgasm because I think because of the water.
It's too loose. It pushes the vagina lifts apart. And you're just like. Oh.
And it's like, it feels like a wet vagina at first. And then it like turns into just like this water thing that you're like a water pocket. So.
Yeah. A water pocket. You fuck too much water in there.
Yeah, so then I remember, I'm not trying to like sound like a stud, I was 19, and I just remember like I was in there for like 90 minutes, or like it might have been longer.
Fucking?
Yeah, and then I finally go like, I can't finish, like we got to get out. So we had to like lay on the concrete.
You turned a lesbian. You're the opposite of Tig Notaro.
I didn't turn. I don't think I turned her, because afterwards she was like, this was stupid. Afterwards we got out of the jacuzzi, then we had sex like on the concrete for like another like 20, 30 minutes, and then I finally was able to bust. And then, like,
when you fucked her after you got on the concrete, did water pour out of her vagina? Like when you have to give CPR to someone drowning and they cough up a bunch of water?
I don't know. It could have happened. I just remember I was like, this is too, like, I was so happy to be having sex at that point, but I was just like, this is like too long to have sex.
Yeah.
And then, so as soon as we were done, this girl got like super weird and like called her girlfriend and told her what she did and like felt all guilty.
Really?
And I was like, Sean, let's go.
Her actual girlfriend? Her lesbian girlfriend?
Yeah, her girlfriend.
Wow.
It was like she had like this. She was very ashamed, and I'm like, 2 hours? Like this didn't cross your mind? Like, hey, we should stop this, you know? Like right away, you weren't like, what am I doing?
Well, I'm already kind of feel ashamed. I might as well go through with it and have fun.
I guess, but like it was so immediate.
I'll go. Jesus, what a good sign! What a good play that is. Because if she wanted to, that's a great in.
Well, yeah, I mean,
she wanted to go, or it's like. Yeah, wow, that's such a good end.
I remember being like younger and like I didn't know how to like half of the thing or most like 90% is like, where can we do this?
Right.
Like, where is a situation I can get this girl in?
You can't just do it on the dance floor and fuck.
Yeah.
You know, like, but you got to say, you can't say like, I'm going to go to my room to take off my clothes for a little while if anyone wants to come. That's too obvious.
Yeah.
Jacuzzi's a great call, man. Good move.
Yeah.
Good game.
So, the jacuzzi sex is weird. All right. So then in Thailand. The shroom. So at the end of the, there's all these bars on the beach.
On the beach, like just like tiki bars kind of thing, like set up with.
There were like bars where you can like go. You kind of go inside. It was like open ended to and it just kind of like bled out onto the beach like that.
Like in Malibu, where the steps go right onto the sand.
Yeah, I guess
some of those places in Malibu.
Yeah, and it's like the steps went onto the sand for sure. And then like and you know people like that section of the beach, like people were vibing to like whatever music they were playing, and then like the next place. You know, a couple things down had different music and like whatever.
Are there DJs and shit?
I can't remember if there's DJs. I think they're just playing music.
Okay.
There might have been. I don't remember. There might have been DJs at the place where we got the shroom shakes, because that was like at this far end of the beach. By the way, this beach was pretty big now that I think about it, because the music was really loud and you could literally walk from one section to another to where like you didn't hear the other music anymore.
Oh, it must have been super long then if there's like 12.
Yes, so it was probably longer than I thought originally.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of different places. So we got all the way to this one end and... me and Ian were just
cool
like, we're just like, oh, let's do a shroom shake. And I remember it was funny because we go, let's just split one. I go, because I've never done shrooms. And Ian's like, yeah, we don't know how strong these are. We're in Thailand. So, of course, like, once we get up there, I go, I'm just going to get my own. Like, I just didn't feel like sharing.
Yeah.
And they were flavored.
Wait, I'm just getting my own shroom shake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like, they were flavors. It was like chocolate flavored. So they tasted good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess there's shrooms, like, ground up in there or, like, blended in.
Chocolate, strawberry, shit like that?
Yeah, chocolate. Mine was chocolate. I just remember being like, this is a good shake. So then I remember thinking, like, telling myself, like, I'm just going to drink half, and then you'll see what happens, and I'll drink the other half. Fucking, I like the taste of the chocolate, so I just drank the whole thing.
Do you have any idea how much mushrooms was in there?
No idea. That's why I'm saying to you.
Did anybody say, here's the right amount of dose for anybody?
I don't remember that.
Wow.
I just remember they were selling shroom shakes.
Wow. Yeah.
So then we got the shroom shakes, and then...
I've never heard of anyone overdosing on mushrooms. And any theory like, oh, if you do too much, you get stuck that way, you kind of go crazy forever, that's just a complete myth. You've never met anyone like that. That's
really?
A completely different thing. It's not because of drugs. If you've met anyone burned out...
That's like LSD or something, right?
But even that...
Okay.
It's just basic schizophrenia, crazy homelessness. It's not because of fucking psychedelic drugs.
Okay.
But go ahead.
So then all I remember is, I don't remember how long it took to kick in. I just remember that at one point, like, me and Ian just both, like, laid down on the beach, and we were staring up at this tree.
Yeah.
And then, like, the tree, like, just fucking crazy things were happening in the tree to the point where we laid there. I don't remember how long we laid there. I don't think we fell asleep there. I think Ian fell asleep. And, like, there's a picture that, like, Ian will randomly be going through, like, his pictures and be like, he'll just send me, like, on my phone of, like, pictures of us. And we just look fucking like zombies.
Really?
Like Ian has, like, a cigarette hanging out of his mouth and he just looks dead. Uh-huh. And that guy Groove found us, the gay Thai little boy thing. And so, little boy thing. So he, the club promoter in Bangkok.
Little boy thing.
And he started, like, burying us in the sand. And we just, like, let it happen because we were like, dude, this is us for, like, 2 hours. Bro, right there. See that? And then I'd be like, oh, shit. And then, like, I'd be like, Ian. And then, like, he'd be like, whoa. And there was all these crazy things happening. There was, like, creatures in the trees and, like, all this stuff happening in the leaves and stuff, right? So the next day, I remember walking around. Ian goes, hey, dude, check this out. Pulls out his phone, shows me a picture of the tree.
Yeah.
And I just go, the fuck is that, man? That picture sucks.
It's nothing, right?
He goes, that's our view of the tree we're looking at all night. And I go, tree I was looking at had, like, monsters and stuff in it. I go, I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, that's the tree. And he's like, I just went back and laid down and just took a picture, like, right where we were.
And
I
was like, it was just like nothing, just a little palm tree.
It wasn't a little palm. It was a tree. It just had, like, leaves. But it was, like, nothing special.
Dude, we did that in Joshua Tree. The moon was right behind, on mushrooms, right behind this scraggly, craggly kind of tree. And all night, it was like, wow. And then the morning came, you're like, what the fuck is this bitch-ass tree? it's just a fucking punk-ass nothing tree.
It's like a lame tree.
Yeah, but it was so great all night. Wow. Do you have any? Send me some of those pictures I want to put on the website of you all.
Oh, I got to find. I think Ian has them. I'll ask Ian.
Ask him.
I got to, like, see which ones, because I know some of them, he's like, I don't want people seeing these pictures ever. Fine. But I don't care about the ones about me. The funniest thing, too, is, like, I just messed with Ian. I didn't even do it right away. Maybe I did do it right away, but, like, every now and then I'll be like, hey, man, like, you're my best friend. Like, I just want to let you know, like, you know when Groove was, like, burying us in the sand stuff? He goes, yeah. And I go, that night, I go, like, you fell asleep. I go, Groove sucked your dick. And then he just goes, like, shut the fuck up. I'm like, dude, I go, it's like no one saw it. I go, whatever. But I go, you seemed really into it. But that never happened. I just like to, like, tell him, like, it did.
It's fun.
My buddy Ian's current girlfriend, like, he met, like, Ian lived with this other girl and like a long time ago, and they broke up. And then, like, he started, like, Ian's like a kind of like a corporate guy. Like, he doesn't, like, work in an office. He works from home, but, like, he flies all over the country and, like, closes deals and shit, whatever.
Yeah, like a winner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like, he was just dating, like, girls, like, randomly, like, that he would meet, like, whatever. I think, like, he got, like, some, like, website, like, eHarmony gave him, like, a 3-month trial. And, like, he lived right across, like, a really, like, fun place in Irvine. So, like, he would just, like, go on all these dates. Yeah. And he would always tell me, like, when he was in town, because he was, like, really busy. And so he's like, I don't have time to go to bars. You're like the only friend I really, and you don't go to bars. You're out doing shows and shit. So that's how he's meeting girls. And when he met, whenever he'd meet a girl that he liked, and I got him like 2 or 3 times with this. I don't know how I got him 3 times, but the first time was like easy to get him. But I just go, like, I remember he's like, dude, I met this girl I just went out with. Cause most of the girls, he's like, ah, this girl was weird, whatever. Like, yeah. I had a drink, whatever. And so he's like, this one girl, man, he goes, I actually really like this girl, man. Like, she has like a great vibe, and like, he was so pumped about her. And I would just go, I'm like, yeah, man. And I'd let him talk, and I'm such a dick. I would just go, wait, I go, what'd you say? I go, her name's Melanie. And he goes, yeah. And I go, and I would just use things he already said in the story. And I go,
the from black hair. From
I go, I go, I go, you said black hair. I go, and she went to Huntington Beach. She's from Huntington Beach, like, born and raised. And he goes, yeah. And I go, and she went to like this, like, high school or whatever. And he's like, yeah. And I go, dude, I go, and I would say like so many things, and I'd go, I don't know how to tell you this, man, but I go, that girl, I'm pretty sure the same one, dude. I go, yeah, that girl's cool, dude. She saw me at the Irvine Improv once and sucked my dick after a show. And the first couple of times I did this to him with like different girls, he was fucking so pissed. And I remember he was like, are you serious? I'm like, dude, I'm not joking. Like, yeah, I go, but maybe it's not the same girl. But then I would like, but then I would
you have
add
so many details.
Yeah,
you but go
I would,
more.
I would add another deal to him, like, right, like her dad's name's like
did she
Robin
move to Huntington from like NorCal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I was doing
her, man. That's her.
I was doing shit like that, and then I remember
as if you're trying to show that it's not her, but yet it is her.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so Ian would get so pissed and just be like, I remember the first time he was just like, it was fucking, he goes, like, this totally sucks. And I go, why? I go, no, dude. I go, that girl's cool, man. And then, like, he's like, yeah, dude, I'm not going to fucking, like, date a girl that, like, sucked your dick after a show. And I go, dude, I go, first off, I go, I was, like, really funny that night. I go,
well,
I remember.
Like, she just blew anybody.
Yeah, I go, I remember having, like, a killer set. I go, so it's not like she's an idiot. I go, but, dude, I remember that girl. She's a super cool chick. And he was like so devastated, and I finally was just like, dude, I'm fucking with you, man. I don't know who this girl is.
I wonder if he had thought about it the next time. He's like, I wonder if it's true anyway.
I just love how believable it was that happened.
I love making up stories. People are like, really? And you're like, can you not see through my lie? It's like, obviously I'm using the same shit against you.
Yeah.
Hey, when did you hook up with that girl in Thailand, the fan?
I didn't hook up with the fan.
You didn't hook up with the fan girl?
No.
Oh,
I was already like,
yeah, you told me like you were laying on the beach with some local Thai guy and some lady.
Oh, yeah. Just, yeah. She came over too, and we were laying on the beach for a while. But I think she just laid down with it. I don't know if she had a shroom shake too.
Shroom shakes. How do they feel? Are they fucking amazing?
What do you mean?
The shroom shakes.
Dude, they're great. I told you it was like a chocolate shake. That
and then
obviously
you just start. No, the feeling though, I mean.
Oh, it was, dude, it's fucking awesome. I mean,
with alcohol.
You don't
and
remember? That's when I came back and I was like, I knew you did shrooms because you're always like putting like your Shroom Fest thing up. And I go,
by the way, Shroom Fest is August 29th through 31st this year.
It is?
Yeah. So if you're looking to do an excuse to do mushrooms, August 29th, 30th, or 31st.
I got to get my chick to do it, man.
She should. She hasn't done it.
I think she did. We were broken up for like 7 months. I think. I don't know.
You're engaged now?
Yeah.
You guys should do it together.
I totally want to do it with her. Totally and my fiance is awesome.
Just keep saying girlfriend. Fiance is douchey as shit.
Dude, I have a joke about how I hate the word fiance because it's like the only word that I know in between girlfriend and wife.
Yeah.
And I go, no offense to the French. I'm not French. I have to speak French all the time. Every time I talk about her, I go, fiance. Like, it's fucking so annoying.
Yeah.
Everybody meet my fiance.
We met at a menage a trois.
Yeah. We are engaged. Like, can I learn some more? I want to learn all of French if I'm going to talk like this.
Yeah, they didn't translate that word fiance, huh?
I don't want to say girlfriend on the podcast, and then my girl, she listens to it. So I'm not, you're fucking, we're not engaged.
It's like, that's right. You found out. We're not engaged anymore. That's how I broke the news to
you. I announced it.
On the podcast. It's official.
Ari's show's called This Is Not Happening. That's about our marriage.
Oh, I love that. So, wow, I've been invited to go. I got told about the full moon party by these people, this girl Sarah Fred in Hong Kong and her boyfriend, and it was just like, I want to go, and they're going again. Like, maybe I'll go meet them.
Totally go. Especially right now, dude, you're doing so great. Just take some time off. Tell people fuck
off. I'm going to Australia in April, and I think I might want to do the one before the one right afterwards. But then the problem is, it's not like, it'd be great if right when I was done with Australia, like 2 days later was a thing. So I could just on the way home go there.
Yeah, yeah.
But now it's like an extra like 10, 15 days.
That's why a lot of Australians go to Bali too. It's like a 4-hour flight for them.
Yeah, Australia is so Asian.
Is it?
You don't realize how close it is to Asia.
You know, I was going to go. Have you been to Australia already to perform?
Yeah, I'm going again in April.
You know, I was going to go perform there when the guy on Australia's Got Talent stole my joke.
Oh, yeah. That guy stole your joke. And then, I got to include that on the website, too.
Yeah. And then fucking everybody in Australia, not everybody, but like apparently Australia, I heard their population's like the same as California's.
30 million, I think.
Yeah. So it's like word travels fast. So like, but that's when I was doing like a ton of colleges. Like I was literally like my whole year was booked with colleges.
Oh, and you couldn't take
so
off.
I was making like the most money I've ever made. And then like I hit up like Mike Costa and Eddie Ift or something, the guys I knew. Did Costa go to Australia?
Yeah.
I think he's been there. So like I hit up guys like I was friends with that I knew went to Australia. I'm like, hey, like how do I get in? They're like, oh yeah, like here's like this agency. A couple different like booking agents were like, yeah, like we'd love for you to come. We could make some money. And I'm like, how much? Because I go, I have all these dates at these colleges. I told them, and they're like, ah, we can't guarantee you'll make that much. So I was like, fuck. Right. And then as soon as all my shit was done, I remember like emailing, hey, how's the people still talking? The guy's like, it'd be a lot different if he came now.
Yeah. Yeah, all those people that have reality show stardom, they're like, oh, I'm going to be a headliner forever. It's like, not really.
Yeah.
People stop talking about The Bachelor as soon as the next season starts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My agent's like, dude, you have that storyteller show now and a special. It's like, now's not the right time to leave the country for 3 weeks to a month. And I'm like, yeah, but... He's like, you make money now in America. But I'm like, I don't know, man. I want to do shit still.
Yeah, but like, why not? Dude, the reason I like travel so much, people like Brady Matthews is always going like, dude, because every time I look online or something, you're like in a different country, which obviously isn't true. But like, dude, I've been to every state in this country.
Have you really?
Yeah, I performed, I think, in almost all of them. I've been to everyone. I think there's maybe a couple. I think I've never performed in Mississippi.
Right.
I'm pretty sure I performed in Alabama.
Oh, colleges.
Yeah.
So you can go to Arkansas and shit
like
that.
Yeah, I've definitely performed in Arkansas. And
I roll
been
for
in
listeners.
Iowa for a long time. Like, I've been a lot of, like, you know, places where it's like, ugh. But, yeah, so I'm just like, I like going to, dude, going to other countries is like,
it's new shit like that.
Yeah, it's so weird, like, how everyone else is.
It's foreign.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And it's all the details and how the people act and react to each other. It's just foreign.
And just, like, their mindsets.
Their
mindsets. It's very interesting to see the mindset. Like, in Bali... Bali, like 90% of it's Hindu.
Yeah.
So it was kind of funny because they were all putting out like these little, they put like little offerings to God every morning. So these little like things, they kind of look like trash because they get stepped on because people just put them on the street. And I asked like one of our drivers, I go, hey, I go, what are those things? Is that like a, I kind of assumed, I'm like, is that like something you put out? Like, it's like an offering? He goes, yeah. He goes, it's an offering, you know. I go, what are you putting there? And he goes, you know, it's for God. So you put like rice and, you know, a cigarette or candy. And I'm like, what do you want God to get emphysema and fucking diabetes, yeah. Dude? And then he just goes like, but then like you can take it, pick it up and like, you know, smoke the cigarette and like eat the candy because I'm like, because God didn't show up to take
God
everyone's
smoked
stuff.
The soul of the cigarette and left, yeah. the husk.
But the thing that's funny is they're all so nice because like Hindu people in general, from what I've seen, are like super nice.
Yeah.
And so I just asked the guy one day, and this is what I try and tell people when I hate when people in like America are like, white people are like oppressors and they're racist. Racism is like everywhere. In the Philippines, the light skinned like Filipinos look down on the dark skinned ones, and there's like all these weird things because of dark skin.
My dad put a Sephardic Jew in the hospital for dating his sister.
Really?
In Israel, yeah. There's no one to hate. Gotta hate somebody.
Yeah, exactly. Like people just want to. So it's like, and also there's something about like the Spanish came to the Philippines. So there's like, things with that. If your last name is this, some people don't like you. And if you're dark, that means like you work outside. So you must be a poor loser or something. Wow. So like when we're in Bali, everyone is super nice. Like it's one of those places you don't have to worry about a bad area. Like everyone's like Hindu and they're not going to do anything. So our driver one day, I go, hey man, you ever get somebody who's kind of like a jerk, you know, that you drive around? Because this guy was driving us all day,
yeah.
Like $50. And then he goes, yeah. And then he tells me the story, I mean, Chrissy, the story about like how there's an Indian guy once who, that he was like really mean and like very like aggressive the way he talked to him and everything. And he said, and he goes, and somebody like cut in front of, you know, my van. And so I had to stop and he was eating rice and he spilled his rice. And then he hit me in the back of the head with like something, right? Like hard. Yeah. And I was like, geez, what a fucking dick. And then I go, he's like, yeah, so I just got out and said, okay, sir, I would prefer, like, I don't want to be your driver anymore. Like, so nice after some guy hits him in the back of the head. And then so I go, the funniest part, I go, so, like, hey, man, do you ever get worried now? Like, when you see, like, you're going to have to drive, like, an Indian couple or, like, an Indian guy again? And he goes, oh, no, I will not drive Indian people ever again. So like even like this nicest dude on the planet is super like racist. Fuck Indians, don't like Indians. This one guy ruined
forever.
It.
Yeah, forever. You ruin it for everybody. Is Bali the one that's like drug free? That if you get caught with drugs there, you're fucked?
Yeah, it's in Indonesia. Isn't that where the guy got caned a long time
ago?
I think so. Yeah.
How many of these places you've been are that super like they warn you like do not bring a seed of marijuana with you?
I think Bali's like that.
Bali's a country or a city?
Bali's part of Indonesia, but I guess it's just like, I think it's an island.
Isn't Indonesia, is that one country or a collection of countries?
I think it's one country.
Okay.
Because I remember my 7th grade girlfriend was part Indonesian.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't know if that means anything. But, and I don't remember, she might have been something else.
But like you can be Nordic, but it doesn't mean you're from a specific country.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Indonesia, I think, is a country. Okay. But didn't Obama like grow up in Indonesia for a little bit?
Is that where he ate dog? Did you ever eat dog while you were there?
No. I wouldn't eat dog. Come on.
You know what
dogs.
I was gonna eat in China? But one, they said it's more of a Korean thing, not Chinese. So like you can find it here, but like you really have to like go out of your way. But they said this. Have you ever heard about how they venison, like deer?
Deer, yeah.
You're supposed to kill it as fast as possible. okay. like arrow through the head.
Yeah.
Because if he gets wounded and his adrenaline goes off, it's an adrenaline dump and the muscles, it like, goes into the muscles.
And it's tougher?
It just makes the meat taste gamier or something. Okay. Dogs are the opposite.
I don't want to hear about
so you want
dogs.
Adrenaline in a okay, dog. So they beat on them man. For like 2 hours before they kill them.
Wow.
They smash the cage.
Another reason I don't want to eat dogs.
Yeah.
I
think I'm out after that. I think I'm like, okay, I don't want to adventure on that way anymore.
You ever had bear?
No.
I had bear in Alaska, but by accident, I guess.
By accident, it's a great thing to get. I would love to have some bear.
This is another thing about. I mean, Alaska was kind of to me like a different country.
Elk
not
was
even,
cool in Alaska.
You had elk?
Yeah, and reindeer dogs.
Reindeer?
Yeah, EM.
Oh, reindeer dog like hot dogs?
Yeah, I think it's EM. There's a hot dog stand in the downtown Anchorage. I think it's EM's hot dog stand. The other one's kind of shitty. Reindeer dogs with these grilled onions. They're so good. I had it, and I never stopped thinking about it, and I went back 10 years later, and I got one of those fucking EM's hot dogs.
Was it just as good?
It was so good.
Oh, okay. Sometimes you like, and you build it up in your head, and then you're like, it was okay.
It was really good. I really liked it. Yeah.
This is how I had bear. I was in Valdez. I never went to Anchorage. I was in Anchorage Airport, but I went to like Juneau, and then I went to...
Did they name Valdez after the ship that sank?
No. That's with all the oil companies there. Okay. I think that's why they call it that.
Oh.
Alaska's fucking weird. You know that, right? Like, I don't know. Anchorage is half the population is in Anchorage.
Yeah.
And the rest of that big ass state, it's like 2.5 the times the size of Texas.
Anchorage is like 700 miles long.
Is it?
Yeah. It's like super wide. They're like, everyone lives in the town center. But some people live outside.
Dude, I was told Anchorage has 300,000 people and the rest of the state has 300,000 people.
Wow.
Juneau, which, you know, you would go, oh, it's a big city. I've heard of it. 9,000-10,000.
Wow.
Valdez at like 4,000 or 5,000. I heard Fairbanks has 35,000, and then the rest of the state is like 54 people live in that fucking village, and then 20 live over here. So I was in Valdez, and I was at this hotel, and there was a bar, like a little bar in like the hotel, and I just went down there. I was like, I'll have a drink before the show. And I'm like, fuck, I stand out in other states just like I give off like a Cali vibe, I guess.
Yeah, you do.
Dude, fucking Alaska. They were looking at me like, who the fuck is this weirdo? It was all these like oil guys, like just burly men. I have like a picture with like this guy's like just fucking, I go, I got to take a picture of you, man. Because I started drinking with him. I was like,
you look. Wash dishes with.
Yeah, I go, you look so Alaskan. Like you look like what I picture Alaskan men to look like. And so the guy, the bartender at one point, they found out I was there to do the show. And they're like, oh, are you the guy they've been talking about on the radio all month? And I was like, wow, you guys have nothing going on
all month.
Yeah.
It should be all day.
Yeah. So then the bartender goes, hey, do you guys want some jerky? And he pulls out like a plastic bag that had no labels on it.
He just jerked it some of himself.
But it was like jerky sticks. They look like salami sticks or something, right? So I'm like, yeah, totally. You know, I'll have one because he gives it to me and I eat it. I'm like, this is good. And then the guy goes, oh, you like it? He goes, it's bear. And then I go, you don't like hear that too often. So I go, what'd you say, bear? And then I'm like, oh, bears? Like, this is a bear? And then I go, what kind of bear is it? And then this one guy next to me goes, a black bear. Like, I'm an idiot. And I go, all right. I go, how do you know it's black bear? And the guy goes, you can't eat brown bears. The meat is too tough. And I go, all right. I'm fucking from LA, dude.
I'm sorry, bro. We don't have bears even in the supermarket.
Yeah, I never ate a bear.
What are you, an idiot? I guess so. If those are your standards about knowing what meat is best edible on bear, then yeah, I'm an idiot.
And then I think I asked if you can eat a polar bear, and they all just looked at me like, and I'm like, I'm joking. Remember, comedian?
But you're like, really like, but can you?
So can you eat a polar bear?
Yeah, I have
tastes
no
like candy.
Where else have you gone in Asia?
Japan. I went to Japan last year with my buddy. Yeah. I had a lot of trips last year because when I was broken up with Christy, I was like all depressed. I have a companion pass so I can fly for free. Like standby on United.
How? What's a companion pass? Your parents work for the...
No, this flight attendant, I know.
Yeah.
from a long time ago. I got a couple comics under her. Her fiance or husband or whatever. He's a flight attendant too. So I had to pay her, but... is that illegal? I don't know. Whatever. So I went to the Philippines to see Sean again, and then my buddy Ian, it was his 30th birthday, and he's like, I want to go to Japan. And then so I went to Japan with him, and my back was like super fucked up. My leg was all messed up. I could barely walk, but like I still did most everything. Japan was really cool. Japan has a lot of... you never been to Japan?
No, I want to go there too. I want to know what the Philippines is like, but Japan is what?
Got a lot of shot bars, which are like the coolest things ever. There's just like a shitload of bars like all over, and they're just these little like... it's like, you know, it's like you would be like, oh, I own a bar, and the bar is tiny. Like it's, you know, it's not even from here to like that wall, right?
Yeah.
And then it's like a guy, he's got all his bottles, and like we ended up in a couple cool shot bars, and like we're like friends with this guy Yuki on Facebook now, who's like this guy we hung out. It's so funny. We walk in and the guy goes, We're like, how much is a shot of like Yamazaki or something, you know, like Japanese whiskey? And the guy goes, 800 yen, which is kind of like $8, you know, $7-$8. And I go, Japanese price. And the guy goes, all right, 500. Like, it was
that's all you had to say?
Yeah.
They're like, come on, man, I've been to other bars, please.
Yeah.
Japanese price, fine. I bought these glasses, definitely knockoffs, because it like broke on the inside. I had to super glue it, but in China. And I was like, I was just looking for a new pair of glasses. I sat on mine, and I was fucked them up. And I was like, how much are these? And he was like, $200. Oh, fine, 100. And I'm like, I didn't even counter offer yet, man.
Oh, yeah.
You just dropped. I didn't even, like, you might have got me for 200.
Dude, yeah, exactly. Bali, like, you barter in Bali too, and in the Philippines. The thing that's funny, the Philippines and Thailand, and I think they did it in Bali too, with bags. Like, they'll be like, I always just go up to them because I know it's not like real Louis Vuitton. Yeah. And I'll be like, is that real? Just because I want them to lie to my face so I don't feel bad about like negotiating a lot. Because I'm like, you're a piece of shit because you lied. So I just go, I was like, is that a real bag? And they go, it's like, oh yeah, real, real. And I just go, nah, I don't know. And whatever the price is, I go, that seems a little high. And they always do this. They have a bunch of lighters, and then they'll grab a lighter and go like, see, good quality. And they like put the flame on the bag. And I go, I don't even know what that means. What does that mean?
Like, it's not burning?
Yeah. I go, I don't know, cheap shit burns or expensive shit burns, or like, I don't get it. So like, they all do that. Like, that's a big selling point. But in Bali, I had this negotiation down. Christy thought it was so funny, and she started to use it too after she made fun of me. You go in and you like ask for something. They go, like a dress or something Christy wanted. Christy would be like, Jeff, go negotiate for me for this thing. So I go in and I go, how much are his dresses? And they'd be like, I can't remember like the Balinese price now. I think it's like 12,000 is like a dollar or something. Or something like that. So they're Indonesian rupee. So it's like, whatever. It's really cheap. So they go like, oh, this is, you know, 100,000. Let's go. My first move, I just give a look. I go, like that.
What?
So I don't say anything, and then they go, okay, 80,000. And then I go, 80,000. Then I start talking.
Then you talk.
And then they're just like, no, come on, this is very nice, or whatever. They start telling you how nice it is, and I go, oh no, 80,000. And then I would go, I would say like, oh, I'll give you 30,000. They go, 30,000. Okay, 70,000. I'm like, nah, 30,000. Like, I just stick with my price and see how long,
like,
they
would. This is a fair price, yeah, I'm offering you.
And once they got down to their lowest price, I would go like this. All right, what time do you close?
Like, you're going to leave, maybe come back?
And then they go, they tell me a time, and I go, okay, I'll see you later. And they go, okay, fine, 30,000.
They know if you're out the door, you're
in. Dude, that literally worked everywhere in Bali. You just fucking, you get them to their lowest price that you can get them to, and then you go, all right, maybe I'll come back. And then they, as you, and you'd have to turn around, and they go, okay.
But once they accept your price, you got to take it. If they go 530, you're like, you can't be like, nah, I don't want it anymore.
Yeah, I'm just a prick. And it's like, you know what's weird about Bali is fucking, the first time I saw it, I was like, oh, this place is weird. Then I realized it's everywhere.
What?
And I have a bottle opener. They have wooden dicks.
What do you mean?
They like carve wooden dicks, and they're like, you can buy keychain dicks, bottle opener dicks.
Really?
Yeah, ashtray dicks. And they're like, they're little, they're big, they're huge, like, they're ridiculous. I brought, as a joke, I brought this fucking like 10, 12 inch penis ashtray home to give to Ian. Just because I go, dude, I want to give it to you when Jen's around. That's his girlfriend that he like lives with.
To make up for you fucking her? Getting your dick sucked by her. Yeah.
So and I wanted to give it to her when she was around because I thought Jen was going to be like, no fucking way we're putting that in our house.
Yeah.
And then like they both laughed and took it. I was like, no, what?
Joke gift. Seriously.
And he was like, this is so fucking stupid. But he like took it. I'm like, you're taking that 10-inch penis home?
What were the Philippines like?
Dude, the Philippines, my other best friend, Sean, like, he lives out there because he played basketball professionally in Israel, and then he played in the Philippines. And now,
professionally in the Philippines?
Yeah, and now he's like a broadcaster, but like, he's not coming back, dude. That place is like, I grew up out here, so like, I don't like being anywhere for too long where everyone's the same thing. Like, Japan was really cool, but it's like, I don't like looking around and everyone's white. I don't like looking around and everyone's Japanese. I don't like looking around and everyone's anything.
Really? What's too long?
Well, I mean, like, me and Ian were in Japan for like 10 days, I think, or something.
That's a while, yeah.
Well, we hit like a lot of the different cities, and we had a lot of fun. And like, by the last day, we were both like,
ready to see some round eyes?
No, yeah. It wasn't about the people, but it was just like, we're good on Japan. Like, we saw Japan.
Right.
I never have been anywhere and been like, oh, I'd like to live here.
Really?
Like, Filipino people, like, this is going to sound really racist, but they all look similar.
Yeah.
It's weird to me. Like, I like
the variety. That is the cool thing about America with blacks and whites and yellows,
Asians,
and browns.
And
you're like,
yeah,
there's a variety of people.
Dude, you can see like a Latino and you're like, oh, you Mexican? They're like, I'm Nicaraguan. Or like, you know what I mean? It's like, there's, we have everything.
Yeah. When people go like, oh, you think black people all look alike? I'm like, well, you all have the same color hair and eyes. So, yeah, there's a lot of similarities.
That is a...
I mean, I don't know if that's all look alike, but looks more alike than a white guy and a black guy. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I also like don't. And I mean, I'm engaged now, but like, I don't think the girls in the Philippines, in my opinion, are very attractive. The only, the people that are attractive are always mixed. It's like, oh, this person is French and Thai, or they're, you know,
oh, right, yeah,
they're, you know, German and Filipino or something, you know, or something. So it's like,
did you ever in any of those Southeast Asia places, did you ever like try to get like a dude hooker or anything, like a lady boy?
No, I never tried to do that. But you want me to tell that story I told you about the
show? Sure.
The last time I was, I didn't fucking do this on purpose. The last time I was in the Philippines last year, me and my girl.
How many times have you been there?
Twice.
Okay.
So me and my girl were broken up. I was like pretty depressed. When I'm single, I'm kind of like a fucking wreck, dude. I just like run through girls and I'm kind of like, you know, it's like, there's no, I don't know. There's no, I don't really, it's really hard for me to care about somebody like a, you know, so
yeah, a good looking guy.
Yeah. And I was still, some. I was still upset about like me and my girl. So I was just like really, you know, bummed. And I go to, I went to Jamaica too. I forgot to tell you about that. So, I went to see Sean, cause I'm like, I'm just going to, whatever. Like, I'm not poor. I could, whatever. I'm going to go. So I went, and the first night I was there, Sean's like, you know, ex pro athlete. So like, he, you know, and his girl's like a big publicist there,
yeah,
or something. So they like know everybody. So he takes me out like with his girl and like some of their friends, like this club bar thing or whatever. And I'm just sitting there and I'm like, all right. And I'm trying to like not be like a wreck and like have like drink too much. And then Sean just starts going like, oh, here, like let's drink this. And I start drinking at the bar. Then he goes, hey, let's go to this other place. And we, I don't know what area we're in, but there's like a bunch of different bars. And Sean just kept walking into all of them, like passing the door guys, like saying hi and everything. Cause he's like,
cause he knows them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, he's like, oh, my friend, someone's here. So he's kept taking like different shots, different shit. I get like, by the end of the night, I'm like blackout drunk. Like legitimately blackout drunk. I'm not saying this because the story takes a turn for the worse either. Yeah. So I'm super drunk. And then we're walking out to leave to go back to Sean's place. And these two girls, like one of them just comes up to me and she's like, she was like mumbling something. I think she was drunk, right? She like puts her head in my head, starts mumbling. And I go, hey, whoa, like, I don't know what's going on here. I like, put my hands up. Next thing you know, dude, the drunkenness takes over. Oh, I think she was like, I think she said something about how she wants to suck my dick.
Yeah.
And I was so drunk, I was like, this is a great idea, right? This is a good idea. So we get in a cab, and I just have the cab do loops around this place while I'm getting head. In a cab, in the back of a cab. I know, I had the guy painting the fence.
I've never gotten a blowjob in a cab. It's just like, it's just, that's another one. It's so public. It's like, yeah, it's like the guy painting the fence. Right there. You're just going to look away.
Well, he's driving.
And just hear the...
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know, man. I remember very little about it. All I remember is that eventually I took a cab and I was able to get back to Sean's place because Sean
left. You were like, just keep driving around the block?
Yeah. And Sean left me. I mean, I think I might have left him, but then like he didn't know where I went or something. And then the next day, like we were just like talking about like, oh man, you were like fucked up. Oh yeah, I was fucked up, whatever. And then like halfway through the day, I looked at Sean, and it didn't even cross my mind until then. I go, because there are a lot of lady boys in the Philippines.
Yeah.
And so it didn't even cross my mind. And then I just look at Sean and go, hey, man, I go, I've been thinking. I go, that girl that like gave me a blowjob last night, I go, was that a guy? And then he goes, dude, I don't know, man. I've been thinking the same thing. And I was like, what? Are you serious? And then he goes, he's like, I don't know. He's like, I don't know. I think it was a girl. And I go, well, yeah, obviously I thought it was a girl. I go, why didn't you fucking stop it if it was a guy? He goes, I don't think it was a guy. He's like, but I don't know.
It's like 60%. I don't think it
was
a guy. Dude,
the percentages, the more we talked about it, it went from like, he's like, dude, it was like 90% a girl to like, it's fucking at this point, like if I'm going to be honest, it's 50-50.
Yeah.
And it's like one of those things where I just felt so weird for like a few days. And it just like becomes like, hey, like that, I don't know. There's nothing I can do about it. It's the past.
How was the blowjob?
I fucking don't even remember. I was like shit faced.
Did you get it all the way down to her, like in her throat, all the way down
to
her Adam's
apple? I don't remember but that's the thing that's shitty about like Filipino. The reason why they have ladyboys in Thailand and the Philippines is because of like how easy it is to confuse. You know what I mean? Like the women in general don't have like really big hips and really big butts, you know? Right. Like, so they don't like.
They all like getting fucked in the ass. So how would you know?
I've never fucked even a woman in the butt.
Really? You've never in all this time?
No.
I've done three or four times.
Really? Yeah. Dude, I have a guy who used to be my friend. I'm not friends anymore. This guy used to fuck like everybody in the butt. And like, even like one night stands. I remember like a long time ago, I was doing like 4th and B Theater in San Diego. You ever do that?
That was a great gig.
Great gig.
Shitty pay, but like 1,200 people.
Yeah, and you're like killing.
And they put you up at night.
Yeah, and like a nice hotel.
Oh, I got the shitty hotel.
I remember the first time it was like a whatever hotel, and the second time, I don't know why, they gave me like this really nice hotel. My bathroom was like the size of some hotel rooms I'd been in.
Wow.
And I had like a walk-in shower type thing where like a bench. And so
yeah.
I remember we were... what's going on?
Yeah. Oh, it's down the hallway. Yeah, that's okay.
It's definitely not me. I'm not the bathroom.
You're not the bathroom?
Yeah. He's like, I heard a story. You got your dick sucked by a guy.
Oh, thanks.
He knows you have a show on Comedy Central and thought you might be the bathroom.
He wasn't looking for the bathroom.
Hey, man, you have a show on Comedy Central. Can I shit on your face?
I love that people are like, are you doing something? It's like, well, I don't know, man. I'm holding a microphone and talking into it.
Yeah, we just like to sit in home mics. What was I telling you?
After the lady boy, that's why you don't like him, because they don't have hips. Motherfucker.
I can't remember what I was telling you.
That's why you don't like the Philippines. Everyone looks. Oh, anal sex.
Oh, yeah, what? Anal sex.
Boom.
Oh, yeah. So, oh, yeah, my buddy, dude, this guy would like. Okay, so I did 4th and B Theater one time.
Oh, there we go.
And I remember this guy like had like, he had like a girlfriend from high school that he like always took up with still. He was from like Northern California, and he'd always like, we'd always joke around with him because like, he'd be like, oh, I fucking fucked her in the butt. Like, and it's just like weird how he's so happy about it. And then at one point I gave him a talk. I go, dude, I go, if you're gay, like, I don't care. I go, it seems like, I go, what do you prefer?
No,
I go,
if you like fucking anal, it doesn't make you gay.
No, I know, but what if you prefer it to vagina?
Doesn't make you gay. Fucking Belladonna prefers getting fucked in the butt more than vaginal. Does that make her a gay man?
Okay, that's a good point. I just think as a guy, I think it's different for a guy. I don't know. I'm not saying he was gay.
A smooth, but it's like, I like kissing. It would be the same as on a guy, but I like a smooth face over a rough face.
All right, that's good. I didn't say he was gay. I just said like, hey man, I think he might be.
Yeah.
But anyway, so this guy met a girl at my show or something. And like, I remember like I had this girl come up to my room. It's kind of funny because this one girl was already like kind of sleeping with. She came down there like to see me or something.
Yeah.
But I didn't like tell her to come. She was just like, oh, I'm going to come because she like liked me. She was a really cool girl too. I felt like I was a pretty big dick. But like, so I brought this other girl to my room, and then my buddy went in the bathroom. And then like when I was done with the other girl, like they crossed in the hallway, and then the other girl came in, and then I had sex with her.
No way. Really? Did you wash your dick off?
Yeah, I was in the shower with the other girl.
Oh.
But this is the thing I was telling you. My buddy took the girl into my bathroom or whatever at one point, and then I go like, hey, what happened in there? Because I think he just met her. Maybe he knew her or something. And he goes, he's like, oh, I fucking fucked her in the butt. And I go, how does this come about?
Like, yeah, how do you bring that up?
And he goes, you just kind of just fucking like put your dick near there. And like, and I go, what?
And see if they back away?
Yeah, it's like I've been with a lot of girls. I've never once had any of them. Like not one of them have been like, hey, how about this? Or like, do you like this? Because we can do that.
I had a girl once say, like, it seemed like I don't know, I was messing around back there, and like I was just like, do you want me to fuck you in the ass? And she goes, you better.
Yeah, like I've never come across that girl ever.
Yeah.
I think it's my. I think people have a different look, dude. I think some people look at, you know, certain people and go, I want that guy to fuck me in the butt.
Favorman, people want him to fuck them in the butt.
I could see that.
You know? Anyone like oafish or like brawny, like a Boston type guy, it's like, yeah, you're butt fuckers.
That's the other thing, too. I've never really wanted to.
Cali ain't fucking. It's all about hang loose and be loose. Yeah. So the Philippines. But you like the Philippines? How was the food there and everything like that?
That's the thing. I love Thai food. So the Thailand, I love like pad Thai. But the Philippines, I like chicken adobo. But really, when I go to the Philippines, we'll go to like these other. They have a lot of like. There's areas where they have like a lot of like American restaurants and stuff, or like Japanese restaurants. So you get like really bomb sushi,
at
some place. Or you know, so I really wasn't eating a lot of Filipino.
Are there expats there? Are there non-Filipinos that are living there? There are.
Yeah, when I was there last time, Sean and I went to this place. Angeles City, like to just party, like literally, like we got a table. Like I would never go to a club out here, but we got a table at a club for like $75.
Yeah,
and like we had our own like bodyguard, and I was like, I could see why rich douchebags do this. Like I guess, like I wouldn't do this a lot, but every now and then, I don't see like every weekend, but so we did that, and like it's like on this strip of like just like bars and like different things, and it's kind of a fucking creepy place, a lot of like hookers and stuff, and there's like this big military guy, because I think there's a base there.
Yeah,
I don't know what branch of the military, but there's a base there, and there's like this big white dude. And I remember, like, we're at some like club or something. These girls were dancing. I remember, like, he was sitting next to me, and he just goes, "Does it get better than this?" And in my head, I was like, "It could be better."
Whenever I'm at those clubs, I always feel like, I read this in a book once. Whenever you're out in like public things, introverts always feel like they're supposed to be having a better time than they are.
Yeah,
you know, where you're like, "Yeah, we're partying," but like somewhere, it's like when you finish watching Star Wars Episode One.
Yeah,
you know the new ones. And you're like, "Yeah, that was great."
Yeah.
It took you like a month before, like, "Oh no, that was not fun at all."
Yeah.
Here's what I noticed in like Shanghai, especially, all the expats, not just Americans, but all the expats, they all tried the fucking local cuisine for like a little while, and then they were like, then they all just eat at Western serving restaurants.
Yeah.
They were like, "No, we like burgers.
Yeah.
That's what we grew up on. We don't have to always eat this fucking Chinese shit."
Yeah. I'm not picky with food. I just like, I don't really remember, like, Bali didn't have, the food wasn't that great. The only thing in Bali, like, we'd go to some places and like they'd have like grilled tuna, like that was good.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't any sort of like the Balinese food. I wasn't like, this is good.
Okay.
But dude, I was gonna tell you, about expats. So we see the same guy like outside, like on the street later.
Yeah.
And he had like two girls with him.
Yeah.
He had one. And then like a lady boy like came up to him. There's like a group of lady boys, and one of them came up to him and like tried to like, I don't know, like, and then he like, I think they made fun of him or something. And so this guy was a big ass, like, if you're like a decent sized white guy,
yeah,
you look fucking huge in the Philippines. Like, I look pretty big in the Philippines.
Really?
Yeah, just cause like my back.
How tall are you? 5'7"?
I'm 5'10½".
No way.
What do you keep saying?
Stand up,
4'11"?
Stand up for a second. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm a lot bigger than people think.
Because well, you played such a shooting guard.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
So this guy, like, he, like, one of them came up and said something to him, and then he socked this lady boy like hard, and I think like dropped him or her, whatever,
yeah,
like to the ground. And then Sean goes, I remember my buddy Sean, because he's like from up there, he goes, "That guy's about to get fucking fucked up. Like, he better," like, and the girls that were with that guy, they were Filipino, and they were like rushing him, even though he's way bigger than everyone, they were rushing him like out of that area.
It's like,
oh, dude, like,
it's Sean, like those little, like, dinosaurs from Jurassic Park. It's like 1,000 of them will,
dude,
get you.
Dude, you saw like this huge group of ladyboys just start to like go after that guy. And like
in Kids, when they all beat the guy with the fucking skateboards?
Well, I don't think they caught that. I think the girls that guy was with like got him out of there.
Did you ever see, who's the California kid? The MMA guy?
Tito Ortiz?
No, no.
I don't watch MMA.
You know, clearly don't watch MMA. Uriah Faber.
Oh,
he,
yeah,
had some shit in Bali. You got to go home and look
he
that up.
He did something in Bali?
Look up MMA, maybe Bali fight story. You're not going to remember Uriah Faber. Maybe California kid.
No, I know Uriah Faber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it was something like that where he got into it, and he was like, "We got to get the fuck out of here. I'm going to die." And it's all about him. The interview was about something else. Like, "You got an upcoming fight. How's it going? What's the preparation? I heard you're training with this coach." You know, it was like a 3-minute interview. And then 3 minutes in, he goes, "Hey, what's that cut on your forehead?" He goes, "Oh, dude." And then he goes into the story. It's awesome. I'll put that on the website too.
All right. I want to see that. I want to tell you, I don't know how much longer we have, but the last time I was in the Philippines, time, I still don't have the footage because these guys, like, I don't know, they're getting weird about it. But I said to Sean, I go, "While I'm here, I want to like be productive somewhat. I go, can we like get like some guys to follow me around the camera, and I can like do like funny shit or like do some stuff, and maybe we can like sell a show in the Philippines." You know, I was thinking of a reason, like maybe I could go see my buddy more often. And I thought his girl was like plugged in and everything, like, you know, with like entertainment stuff, because she is, I think. So like maybe we could like sell a show.
Yeah.
Kind of like a fish out of water type thing.
Uh-huh.
And so these guys filmed me, and I went on like Burgos Street, and I was like saying funny shit to the camera, and I was doing stuff, and I was like going up to the guys that were trying to sell you like what do you call it? You're just like, why can't I? I'm blanking. No, where you like electrocute somebody.
Oh, tasers.
Tasers, yeah. So like these guys are selling those and stuff like that. And like, and then we went into like there's like midget boxing.
Oh my god, I would love to see that.
Yeah. So then I got to box the midgets. Like we paid the guy like that, like the manager, the owner, whatever, so I could box the midgets. And it was like this bar where, again, it was like,
did you unload on them?
Well, listen though, this isn't what they do. Like, so there's this bar where it's a lot of, again, like you see like every now and then like some like white guy, you know, some creepy white guy or something.
Yeah.
And then a lot of like Filipinos that really don't care, like they're like whatever. And so I meet these like the dwarves before and everything, and they seem like nice guys. And in my head, I'm like, this is gonna be fun. Like, I'm gonna fucking kick some ass, you know, whatever. And then I said to the guy too, I was like, I was already drinking, you know, and I just go, "Hey man," I go, "let me get on the mic. Like, I'll help sell drinks." So I was thinking about, did I ever bring you, I brought you up to Did I bring you and Chris D'Elia a long time ago up to my Ventura show?
Yeah. I remember that.
And
yeah,
I used to host that show and then like do a bunch of time in between and close out the show or whatever. And I got paid by the bar, so I would like always fake like taking drinks with like people and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
And
it's like brown drink.
Yeah.
Just like flat like, Coke.
Yeah, I did all these like shots on stage or whatever. And so I was like, I'll get like the crowd hyped. I'll get him to like, you know, before the fight, like I'll go like, you know, and the guy goes, okay. And the guy was looking at me like, whatever, white guy, like fucking chill out. But I was like already drunk and I was already excited. So I get on the mic and I was
I'm 5'10", motherfucker.
Yeah. I got on the mic like thinking I'm going to like make this guy $1 million. I'm just like, what's up, motherfuckers? And I'm just like going off. I was like, who wants to see me fight these fucking midgets? And like, it's like, there's like a group of like, they might've been hookers, like these like girls that were just there and they're like, yay. And then everyone else is like, nah, I don't fucking care. And I was like so drunk. I was like, let's do some shots before I fight these guys. If you send up a shot or whatever, like I'll take it. Like take it with me. Like let's do this. I got like one shot, right?
People are like, I don't know you. Why do I want to buy you a shot?
They just like weren't there for that. So then I get it right before the fight. The guy goes, so you need to be on your knees and one hand behind your back. I only got one glove.
What?
So I had to fight. I think there was three of them.
Trained midget boxer.
Yeah.
On your knees with one arm. Like, fuck.
The hardest part, the one arm is not as bad as the knees. You can't like get out of the way of anything.
Oh,
you can't
right.
like function on your knees. So then I'm just getting worked by these guys. But the gloves are really big. So it wasn't like I was like, oh, I'm bloody and stuff. So like we have like footage of all this shit. We have that. And then like afterwards I refereed a oil wrestling match between like women.
Yeah.
Which was fun. Like, so I was just in the ring with them, like fucking being the ref, and I did that. And then I did stand up in the Philippines. I wanted me to do stand up for a Filipino audience because I was like, if I bomb, it's funny. If I'm funny, I guess. I guess that's funny. But I don't think I'll be funny. So they tell me, Sean goes, oh, Lana's friend, that's his girl. He's like, she can get you, her friend Ray can get you on at this place, the library. Like he can pull some strings, right? Filipino stand-up isn't like our stand-up. Filipino stand-up is like they're all gay, like flamboyantly gay, and they're all really good singers. So they basically just go up on stage like one or two or three or four at a time, like, and they just kind of like fuck with the crowd. And I was like, and it's all in Tagalog.
And then they sing. They do.
And then they sing. Like, they fuck with the crowd for like 10 minutes.
You know what I've heard?
Huh?
That's what Joe Coy's act is now. He gets up and does karaoke from the 80s and shit.
Really?
Oh, remember that beat? I'll play that one song. And then he just sings it.
Really?
And that's like his act. That and fucking with the audience.
Wow.
He's doing Filipino comedy.
That's Filipino stand-up. Is he also flamboyantly gay now?
Maybe. No, he was always in the closet. That's what Chelsea always said. Come out of the closet, yeah.
This is the funny part, though. They didn't hook me up by getting me on stage. They would ask volunteers from the audience they want to come on stage to sing, and then they would kind of mess with you, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, I guess, like, they gave me a little bit more time, but eventually, like, it was my turn. I go up on stage, and I'm not a good singer. And so I go up on stage, and we're like, they're messing with me, and I'm like looking out of this bar, like of people, this room that just like don't speak English, and they're talking in Tagalog and stuff. I start to try and like talk to this guy Ray, who I knew was like my buddy's friend, and I was like, Ray, I go, what are they saying? Like I was on stage, I moved my mic and go, what are they saying, man? And he would like back away from me and look at me. I'm like, this motherfucker's trying to make me look bad. Like he's not even trying to like help out. And so I just want to know what they're saying so I could like say something back. And then they would go into like English sometimes. I ended up saying a couple things. I got like huge laughs, and I obviously said a lot of shit that no one got that was a joke at all.
Yeah.
And then so I'm up there for like 50. It was a lot of fucking like this one transvestite trying to like touch my dick constantly and then telling me that I'm gay because they tried to. Their crowd work, by the way, I would ask when I was sitting in the audience. I was like, what's going on? You know, because there'd be like big laughs. This is like legitimately like every joke was like, oh, look at this guy, but he wants to suck a dick. Oh, huh, look at over here, like this guy.
That's it. That was our entire crowd.
I bet he takes it in the ass. It's like their dad's like, oh, where are you from? Oh, you're from there. Oh, there's a lot of fucking gay people. It was like, it was such shitty comedy.
Queenie comedy, by the way, is awful.
Oh,
I don't mind
terrible.
Gay comics. Guy Branum's great. It's like whatever, but like Queenie comedy is just like that.
It was terrible.
Acting better than you and like
yeah. And then so when it was my turn to sing, I just go, like, they gave me a lot of time. I was probably up there for, like, 10, 15 minutes of just, like, whatever. We got a lot of footage. And then the guy, they go, okay, like, what song do you want to sing? And I go, oh, you know what? I go, I'm not a good singer. I don't need to sing. I'm really bad. Because, like, Filipinos are really good at karaoke.
Yeah.
Like, there's something about their voice.
That's
like,
that guy who took over that band, right?
Journey? Yeah, Journey. The new guy's Filipino.
He was a karaoke guy, and then, like...
But I'm saying, like, even, like, the ones that are, like, not great, they're still, like, pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm a terrible singer.
Me too.
Yeah. So I just go, oh, I can't sing. I go, I'm not a good singer. And then they go, they all look at me like, no, like, you have to sing. And I go, I'll sing if you guys want. I'm just saying, like, it's not going to be entertaining. I'm really bad. And I go, you guys need to sing with me. Like, sing with me, you know? So I sing, like, some Billy Joel song. And then, like, later in the night, I'm sitting down, like, with my friends again, like, probably, like, an hour or two later. And that guy, Ray, comes, like, he's done performing because there's, like, new groups on. And he sits next to me. And I was just like, oh, this guy's kind of a douche, but whatever. I go, hey, man, thanks again for, like, you know, getting me up there so we can get the footage and everything. And then he goes, oh, yeah. And he goes, so you're a comedian in Los Angeles? Huh? And I go, yeah. Like, I mean, yeah. I mean, I go all over the United States. And then he goes, he's had this puzzled look on his face. And he goes, but you can't sing? And I just go, yeah. I go, well, it's very different where I'm from.
They have, oh, wow.
And I go, yeah, I was like trying to be nice. I go, see, we have comedians and then we have singers. Two separate things. Singers, comedians. Like,
they probably think they're better.
Yeah, I felt like James Franco in the interview. Same, same. We are same, same. Like, so then, like,
they probably think that's better. Like, why wouldn't you just have them do both?
Yeah, they do think it's better. He was looking down on me, basically, and then he just goes, like, oh.
It's half an act.
And he goes, so you don't sing? And I go,
again,
yeah,
no.
I go, I mean, Robert Klein sings. I've seen at the end of his HBO specials. I go, and then he was like looking at me like, who the fuck is Robert Klein? It was just so weird. It's like, really, dude?
Wow.
He definitely was looking at me like, this guy is a shitty comedian.
I love when I tell people, like, they're like, oh, is he a comedian? I'm like, uh-huh. Like, so what do you do? Do you go places? And I was like, uh-huh. Like what? I'm like, I'm going to Edmonton, you know, or, you know, I'll be in Seattle or whatever it is, you know. Go to Portland for 4 days in March.
Yeah.
And they go, and then what? And I'm like, yeah, I got flown to different parts of the country to do stand-up. And they're like, wait, what? And I was like, what did you think when I said comedian?
Yeah.
Like, what, wait, so what do you mean? People pay you? Like, I'm like, yeah, man, that's what a comedian is. Dude, you know
most,
that.
That's the most annoying. Dude, somebody, like, people, I go, like, my back still messes up, so I go to Spine Center, and, like, there's always, like, new, like, nurse people or whatever that come in. And, like, this one, they're all nice, but, like, the shit they say is, like, so weird. Like I don't bring up that I'm a comedian. They find out I'm a comedian or someone else told them I'm a comedian. And then they go, like, so, like, is that what, you do that? Like for a job or something? I go, yeah. I go, it's my career. Yeah, my profession. And they go, and then this girl goes, she's like, paying the bills? Or like, I mean, like, maybe for now? And I was like, what the fuck, kind of weird.
You're an assistant at a fucking dentist.
But she wasn't saying to be mean. It's just like, you know, and then they're mind. And then another guy was like, who I really like, he's a nice guy. He's like putting me on like this like rack I'd gone. And he goes, so what are your plans this week? And I'm like, oh, I got to fly to Pittsburgh. And then I get back for like a couple days. I got to go to Minneapolis. And he goes, damn. He goes, so is it like worth it? Like, they give you money? Like, is it worth going out there? I'm like, no, man. I just want to go to the Pittsburgh when it's 7 degrees at night. It's literally going to be 7 degrees when
Nobody's
I get there.
Ever wanted to go to Pittsburgh.
Yeah. During winter. It's like, yeah, man. I go, of course it's worth it. He goes, oh, wow. It's like, what do you think? Like, the car I'm driving? Like, what do I pay for this with?
Yeah. I think they think like, a comedian is like an abstract idea, and no one they come in contact with can actually be a comedian.
It's a very weird thing. And then people think, like, I mean, all the big comedians, like, do they think like Seinfeld and Chris Rock just one day wrote an hour right, and then sold it to HBO
to
or something?
TV? Yeah. They don't know they're out doing clubs, going on the road, actually going on the road.
Yeah. Dude, the guy, this is the one thing, the guy that owns the Spine Center, when I first went in there, I was in pain. Like, I couldn't sit down. I was like, oh, really? Literally like this.
From what?
Like, sweat. My back is like, it's not really that interesting.
Should I posting up?
My lowest disc is herniated like a millimeter.
Oh,
and it's like, and so it's crushing my static nerve. So like my whole left leg is like in pain. I was like bedridden for days at a time, like multiple times.
Ugh.
So I go to the Spine Center, which I was told I need back surgery. I'm trying to avoid it. My mom's friend goes, go to this place. It's a non-surgical spine center. It fixed Tammy. Like, go there before you get back surgery. My mom's telling me not to get back
surgery. Who's Tammy?
My mom's friend.
Oh, okay.
Like, I mean, Tammy's like, I've known Tammy since I was a kid.
You fixed Tammy, all right.
Yeah, but Tammy had some bad back thing or whatever. So, and Tammy told me to go there. So I go, okay. So I meet this guy, and he had to fill out all the paperwork before you go on the tour. I'm done with the tour, then I get to meet the main doctor. And he's like a Jewish dude. And so he goes, I sit down, and he goes like, I'm clearly in pain, by the way. This guy's profession is like dealing with people in pain, and I am like not able to sit right, and I'm like, you know, sweating and stuff. And he goes, all excited, so you're a comedian? And I was just like, and in my head, I was like, oh, fuck. I really don't want to hate the guy that's hopefully going to fix my skeletal system,
that's
right?
Not the time, bro.
So yeah. I just go, I was like, I'm like, be nice, Jeff. Don't be like a dick. And I just go, yeah. I go, uh-huh. And you know when you're in pain is like when you really have the shortest fuse, like you don't really want to deal with anything. And I go, yeah. And he goes, oh, it's great. that's like your job? And I go, it's my, yeah. I go, he's like, how long have you been doing that? And I go, like 11 years, probably like, you know, 10 years professionally or whatever. You know, and, yeah. And then he just goes like, wow. And he goes, I've always wanted to do that. And then I just like, in the nicest way possible, I go, yeah, man. Well, I go, you should try it. He goes, he kept pressing that he's always wanted to do an open mic. He's like, and he kept going, I tell a lot of jokes around here that people really seem to like. And they're all like shitty, like.
You're like, okay, great, man. Then we're equals. Is that what you want to hear?
Yeah.
So do it or fucking don't do it.
That's what I said to him. I go, I say we're equals, but I just go like, he kept pressing it. So I just go, yeah, man. Well, then go to an open mic. I go, what do you have to lose? You're a rich doctor who owns his own spine center. If you bomb, you still have the spine center and you're a rich doctor. And then he goes, you didn't know what to say, because I'm like, quit telling people. I feel like want to tell you they wanted to do it, but they just never did because they did this other thing. It's like, no, you didn't do it because you're fucking terrified. Yeah. You might suck.
You have no balls. I had a friend of my parents that came over for Shabbat lunch once, and he was giving me advice after I was like 6 years in. He goes, I did it for a little while. Let me tell you something. I was like, wait a minute. You're saying you did it for a little while 10 years ago for like a couple months.
Yeah.
And you're going to give me advice when I've been doing this for 6 years?
Yeah, but he's like passing out what he learned.
Yeah, like what the fuck are you talking about? The pompousness to think your experience of 2 months is better than someone else's of 6 years.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Dude, I've gotten so much better at dealing with it. Like this other lady who works as a sponsor, super nice lady, Zara.
Yeah.
And she fucking, when she found out I was a comedian, I was like, oh, this is going to be bad. I'm like literally on the thing. They got like the treatment things on me, like to get like the, I don't know, blood flow or whatever going, the healing thing. And so I can't go anywhere. And she's like, I got a lot of jokes for you. Like this is like the first day she found as a comedian, and I was like, just be nice, Jeff. Like in my head, like I'm like, just be nice.
Bruce Banner.
She's a nice lady, you know?
Yeah.
And so she goes like, and I'm like, all right, yeah. I go, let's hear it. I'm like at that point, I'm like, let's just fucking hear all your jokes.
Why fight it? Let's just get it over with.
Let's go through your act. And then so she goes like, and her, it's so funny because it, obviously it's never like fleshed. It's either like a, it's a hacky one liner their uncle told them, or it's like some idea that's not fleshed out, right, or whatever at all. So she goes,
my friend Margaret and I, and she was just so funny.
She goes, she's like saying shit like, and she's so nice, I like this lady. She just goes like, all right, like you need to talk about how like, okay, like when you're driving and like you have kids, like you drive different than like when you don't have kids. Like when you don't have kids, like you drive like crazy, but then like when you do have kids. And so this is why she's, all her jokes are like that, where it's just like kind of like, okay, whatever. Huh? And then I go, there's no real joke there. And then she just go, I started saying to her, I go, Zara, I'm a little concerned, are you stealing these jokes from professionals, because they're pretty good?
That's funny.
And I go, I can't go on stage and use these other comics jokes, so you need to be honest with me. I go, you're clearly lifting these from like Chris Rock's HBO special, right? And she's just laughing like, I'm telling you, I got a lot of jokes, like I got more for you. And I'm like, well, I can't wait to hear them.
That's funny. This is what I usually tell when people ask me what I do. I go, independent contractor.
Dude, I try and think of lies. I'm like very quick on stage. If someone says something, where I could do crowd work, or like, you know, if I'm in like on TV show, all the TV shows I've done basically, or most of them, like I have to improvise. When someone goes like, what do you do? I can't, I'm always like, I want to think of something, and I'm like, I do real estate.
Because you know the reaction is going to be, not like, oh, cool, where do you work out?
Yeah.
Store, the factory, where do you work out usually? It's never that.
Dude, I had at Christie's cousin's birthday party like last weekend. I met this guy. He's like the only other white guy there because like her family's Mexican. And he starts talking to me. And I was like, in my head, I was like, I can't talk. Like on a side note, I go, I can't talk to this guy for too long. I can't look like I'm talking to the only white guy here. Like I'm really close to their family, but I'm like, I can't be fucking linked up with the only other white guy. So
you already say that in your head, like, okay.
So this guy kept finding me because he liked me because I was talking to him, because he was like a friend.
Because you're white, sure.
Yeah. So he's like a friend of, I think he was a friend of. I don't remember.
Yeah.
A friend of her cousin Jesse or something. So like, so then like he found me like later in the night. This guy's like getting drunk, and like I wasn't really that drunk. And he just goes, he finally just goes, hey man, so what do you do? And I was like, here goes the end of me.
It's tough to get caught in a lie when you talk to somebody for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I just go, this is going to be probably maybe the end of me liking this guy after he reacts. Because usually you don't like people after they react, because you're so upset about how they react. So I just, but he was actually pretty cool. I go, I'm a comedian. And then he just goes, he looked at me. He's like an older white guy.
It's like
guy.
You're saying you're a webcam girl.
Exactly.
At a church saying that, you know, it's like.
And he looks at me and he goes, what? And I go, yeah, I go, honestly, man, I go, people react really weird to it. I go, that's my job. That's what I do. It's how I pay my bills. I'm not doing it as a hobby. I go, so I've been getting all your questions out of the way.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't do it just in like LA. I do it all over. Like, and then he goes, wow. He goes, like, that's really cool. Like, he had, like, a really cool, like, decent reaction to it.
Cool job, yeah.
So he had a good reaction to it, and he's a nice guy. And then he goes, he's like, wow, man. And then he starts telling me that, like, he's always wanted to do it. And I'm like, all right, well, here goes this tunnel we're going down now. Yeah. So I was like, all right. I go, yeah. I go, I just tell people whenever they say, I'm like, yeah, totally try it, you know?
Yeah.
Because nothing's stopping you from going to an open mic. You know, I didn't have to fucking...
I want
to
do this, like, so did I. Yeah. I did. So
it's not like
it.
It's not like I went to college for it. I needed my degree
what
before
if it
they
work
let me
out?
Do...
Then it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Just have fun. I don't know. Pick up a baseball. Go to the batting cage. You don't have to go to the Major League Baseball. You don't have to play for the Padres.
Yeah. So I go, dude, I go, yeah, just, you know, you should try it out. He goes, no, because I've been writing for years, but, like, I've always been... But he wasn't writing jokes. I think he writes, like, stories or something. Yeah. But he's like, I think I'd be good at it. And I was like... Yeah, man, definitely try it out. Because, I mean, like, we're kind of dicks about it, but, like, we thought we'd be good at it
exactly.
before we started.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, I go, try
I
it out.
I asked any comics. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so, like, and then he goes, would you mind, like, me getting your information? Like, maybe I can just, like, shadow you to, like, some gigs? And I was like, well, this is getting fucking insane. Oh, but he was man. I thought he was pretty drunk, so I was like, yeah, man, totally. I gave him my email. I'm like, let me know when you want to come to a show. And in my head, I'm like, this guy can come to a show. I'm not going to fucking drive around and become his best friend and, like, we're getting food together, and he's talking about how to craft a joke.
Yeah.
But he had one of the best reactions, followed by the...
Can I shadow you? I wonder if I said that to, like, a comedian when I started. I was like, oh, can I... I mean, I know I didn't meet any comedians until after I started.
Did you know who... You know Taylor Williamson?
Mm-hmm.
Me and Taylor started... We didn't, like, start like we were buddies together.
Probably
but,
had the same level of hair when you started.
Taylor was, like, 17. We started. I was 19.
Yeah.
And so we were, like, friends. Cause we, like, knew each other, like, right away. We're both, like, the young... We're always getting, like, shit on by, like, older comics. Cause
Thune would come around with Taylor, too, a lot.
Oh, really?
He's also a young guy from Seattle when he came. Yeah.
Yeah. So Taylor's from San Diego. And, Thune's from Seattle, right?
Yeah.
And then so... So we're kind of like, I've known Taylor for years. I love Taylor, but like Taylor and like our approach to like starting comedy was so different. Like I was always like, oh, I'm never going to like go bother some comic I saw on TV and introduce myself. Like, why would they care to meet me?
Yeah.
Taylor would hang out at the Hollywood Improv. And, like, he would go up to, like, Todd Glass stuff because, like, he was on Last Comic and everything. And he'd be like, hey, Todd Glass. He's like, I'm Taylor. He's like, if you ever need someone to open for you. And, like, Taylor would tell me this stuff. And I go, you fucking did that, man? We're, like, kids, basically. I'm like, you fucking did that? You went up to Todd Glass and you fucking said that? I go, you went up to, like, I was like, he's naming all these, like, big names you just walk up to. And he goes, yeah, how else are we going to get,
that's
shows?
That's not how.
And I go, and I didn't even know as much as I know now, obviously. And I was like, Taylor, I go, you don't think these guys have been doing, like, 20 years? Probably have like another buddy that they'd rather take on
if
the road.
If you ever need someone to open, oh, you know what? I was in the market for someone to come over for me, but I didn't know who I could find. I'm at the Hollywood Improv with 75 comedians. Yeah. Thank God you stepped up, or I wouldn't have found anyone.
Dude, but it like worked for Taylor because Taylor, I don't know if you know, like when he started getting like a manager and stuff, whatever.
Yeah.
Like Taylor went to Montreal before I did.
God, that works.
I mean, it worked for him. I think it's because of how his personality is, though. I think if I did it, it wouldn't have worked.
Right.
But, like, Taylor, he would just hang out there ask to be on shows. And eventually, like, Wanda Sykes put him on, like, a show. Or someone, or the improv put him on a show that it was Wanda Sykes doing this benefit. And then Bud Friedman was there. And then he saw Taylor. And then he was like, Bud was like, oh, this guy's, like, the future of comedy. Like, next thing you know, I'm on a plane flying somewhere, some shit gig. Taylor's, like, in, like, I think it was, like, American Airlines magazine. Mm-hmm. As like a rising star in comedy because Bud Friedman like gave him the thumbs up.
Jesus.
And then Taylor got a manager and he started getting like
wow,
TV sets and stuff.
It really is. Like if you just push.
I mean,
I can't do it. I can't bring myself to bother people.
I can't bother people now.
I remember going, I was going home for school reunion, high school reunion, probably 10 year reunion. Yeah. Probably 28. And Paulie was doing the Baltimore Improv. And then the next week, Dom Herrera was doing a DC improv. And I live in between them. Closer to DC, but 40 minutes from Baltimore. So I was going to ask them both if I could do the week before or the week after. Get some work out of it. And then do my family reunion.
Yeah.
My school reunion, I mean. Dom, I was so afraid to ask him. I respected him so much that I was so afraid to ask him. Paulie was like, hey, man, can I open for you? You don't have to fly me or put me up or anywhere I've got. And he was like, yeah, okay. But Dom, I was too afraid to ask. I asked Eleanor. It's like, does he bring his own guy? I don't want to bother him.
Yeah.
And I leave them both out. It's like, hey, if you have somebody, that's totally cool, but I'm going to be in the area.
Yeah.
If you didn't have anyone, if you're just going to bring a local.
Or maybe you could host.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're already there. Yeah.
Like, you know, just like something like that. And then, so I didn't ask Dom. I was just too embarrassed to ask Dom. Paulie didn't give a shit about it. So I was like, hey, let me. But Eleanor asked Dom later. She goes, did Ari ask you? And he was like, no. What did he want? To open it? He goes, oh, yeah, I totally would have let him.
Yeah.
But I was just too afraid to even bother him.
Dude, no, I have like a weird...
I mean, leave them out. It's like, if you have somebody, it's totally cool.
Yeah. I mean, dude, Taylor, like, all the power to him, man. He had his own way of doing things. But
so.
I just remember being like, I would like flip out
what
when he would tell
doing?
Me.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
All right, I got to pee. Is there more? Should we pause or should we stop?
Up to you, man. There's a lot of traffic right now. And I'm down to go to that Thai place, too.
Oh, yeah. Let me pause for a second, but maybe let's just end.
All right, that's fine.
Hour 46. That's a long enough podcast.
It's pretty long.
Yeah. All right, where can people find you? On Twitter. Let's start with that.
Everything's just my name, Jeff Keith, but it's G-E-O-F-F-K-E-I-T-H.
Here's what I noticed about your name. I don't know how to spell. Is the E or the O comes before or the I and the E? You have
dude,
both
it's like,
names.
Dude, people,
like, fuck, I don't
so
know which
funny.
Way it goes.
People say they don't know how to spell. Like, they're like, I've never seen your name before. I'm like Jeffrey Bean, the clothing
They've
designer.
I've seen Jeff that way.
Jeffrey the giraffe at Toys R Us. That's
dude,
how I spell
my name.
I
don't know if it's G-E-O or G-O-E. It's G-O-E, right?
No, G-E-O.
Damn it. And
Jeffrey Rush, the actor.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck that guy. And K-E-I.
K-E-I. G-E-O-F-F-K-E-I-T-H.
I before E, except after Keith.
Yeah.
I before E, except after
Don't
Jeff.
Don't fucking just confuse me. Well, anyways, that's it. That's my website, my Twitter, my Instagram, whatever the fuck
okay.
else.
Okay, I'll put people. Links up to it on the website, arithegreat.com. And all that shit, too. Those stories I said.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you have any dates coming up?
It's got a lot of college stuff.
You don't promote those, right?
No.
That's the cool thing about college is it doesn't matter what the draw is.
It doesn't. I mean, I guess if I show up to a college and they're like, wow, best term I ever had, maybe they'll book me again.
Maybe, though,
maybe.
Right?
That like guy's going to be out of that job anyways.
Yeah. Those bookers are like juniors. They'll be gone quite soon.
Yeah.
Hello, Cam.
All right.
David.
Thanks, Jeff Keith.
Thank you.
It's a chat. Uh-huh. Looks like a lady. It's a chat. Uh-huh. Ladyboys, it's a chat, uh-huh. Looks like a lady, it's a chat, 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 chat. Ladyboys, you fill in the pond with concrete, you plough the family into the field, you blow up the tree and use the leaves to make a dress for your wife, who's also your brother. Looks like a lady, it's a chat, uh-huh. Ladyboys, it's a chat, uh-huh. Looks like a lady, it's a chap, uh-huh. Ladyboys, it's a chap, 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 chap.
Okay, that's the episode. I'm doing it. I'm going there. I'm excited to see what the fucking Southeast Asia looks like. The whole deal. I want to shoot a rocket launcher off a moving elephant. Is that too much to ask? That's a basic dream in life. That should be a basic human right. We just want to live our lives and shoot rocket launchers off moving elephants. Guys, please use my Amazon link. Go to arithegreat.com. Right under my dates is the Amazon link. If you just click on that, it takes you to Amazon. And do all your shopping as is, and then I get a percentage off their take. So it doesn't cost you anything extra, but it helps support me and this podcast that I do for free every week. Trust me, there's plenty of times where I don't want to do this. Like last night, I was going to do this intro, and I was like, ugh, I'll wait till tomorrow. And I don't really want to do it right now. But I do it because I have a streak going. So if you want, what you do is you go to arithegreat.com and then bookmark it. And then rename the bookmark Amazon. It's that way you won't forget. Because I used to forget. So then every time you want to go to Amazon, you click on your bookmark for Amazon. Takes you to Ari the Great. Do that one extra click. Just click that button. Now you're on Amazon. You don't have to think about it. Thank you for the people who have done it and help support. All right, enough with the fucking... Stop. This flip phone is terrible. I gotta get one of those texting flip phones. What am I going to do when I go to Australia? I can't... I guess I'll get a burner phone. Whatever. Man, I want to go. I'm so excited. I want to see some shit. And I want to go back to China, too. It's not enough dates. In the year to go everywhere. Nah, what can you do? All right, you guys. That's the episode, right? It was a fun one. That ladyboy shit was hilarious. How good do they look? That's the thing. How good do they look? And anyone who's going to be like, oh, it's so gay. Like, why, dude? You're fucking homophobic, bro. Like, you... Anyone who's super upset about kissing a dude, it's like, that's only homophobia. Because I'll kiss a dog. That's their reason. It's like, well, I'm not attracted to dudes. I'm like, yeah, but you're not attracted to a dog. But if you see me fucking like a dog licking my mouth, people might go, ew. But they're not going to go like, I don't want to be your friend anymore. I don't want to talk to you. Or, ew, you got tricked by a dog and now he's kissing you. Now you should kill yourself. People, if they get tricked into kissing a dude, people in a lot of people in America would think about killing themselves. That's homophobia. Anyway, whatever. So my point is, ladyboys of the world, you have no need to worry about me hurting you or being against you. I'm for your right to exist as a man who fools people into thinking he's a woman so that he can suck their dick in a cab. He didn't even pay for it. That's all that ladyboy wanted to do, was suck that sweet Jeff Keith dick. And man, she got it. She got what she wanted. And Jeff Keith got what he wanted too. His D sucked. Yeah, dog. Yeah. All right, you guys. That's the episode. I got to buy a new Zoom. If I can get 10 episodes done before I leave, I've did the math. I got to do it again. 10 episodes, not including this one, before I leave April 1st. Then I don't have to bring my computer to Australia and Thailand. I can just fucking, maybe I'll bring my Zoom. Maybe I'll bring this Zoom and buy a new one. I'm assuming I'm going to lose everything. Yeah, be away from my computer for a fucking month. I like that. Okay, so that's it. So for all the lady boys out there, and for Jeff Keith, don't forget to look at his book, Guys Have No Game. You can find the links on my website, arithegreat.com. Go to that, see it all. And all these pictures, all those pictures of him painted up and the fucking tree and all that shit. It's all, he sent it all to me. He found it. By the way, we went to Jitlada afterwards. Ooh, you guys, quick non-sponsored sponsorship. Jitlada is a great spicy restaurant. If you like spicy food and if you like Thai food, you got to go to Jitlada. So Jeff and I went there after the episode. Like, fuck it, let's eat. He drove down there. We talked to Paulie in the parking lot. Bro, how's the show going, bro? I'm like, yeah, it's pretty good, Paulie. Yeah, bro, it's the pussy like. All right, Paulie, I gotta go. So we went down there. Jeff likes spicy food, so he's like, I love this. Here's what they have at Jitlada. I think it's Sunset and, like, I don't know, down there, like around the Western area. Sunset and Western. Where the Thai area starts. They have a Southern Thai, like pages and pages of Southern Thai food, which that's the spicy region of Thailand. And Jeff ordered the pad Thai, which is on the front, but he goes, I want a Jitlada spicy. And they're like, you sure? That's pretty spicy. And he goes, yeah, man, I'm good. He ate maybe a third of it. And then he said, I'm giving this to my fucking girlfriend who thinks she can eat spicy food. She couldn't handle it. She ate two bites. This is ridiculous. Dude, they serve you like cut up carrots or come on, weed. Give me some words. Cucumber on a bed of ice, crushed ice, because I know it's so hot that you got to put that shit in your tongue to cool you down. I got the lamb, whatever it was. It's one of their like best dishes they have. You guys, Jitlada, if you like spicy food, you got to go over there. It's fucking amazing. It's amazing. It's so tasty. I went there when we were taking I was in LA for This Is Not Happening for the recordings. And by the way, all those This Is Not Happening episodes, those are all just live shows, unrecorded live shows. They get dark. When you don't record them, they get more interesting. And don't be an asshole and fucking record them.
Well, I have this phone. I can record it and no one will know.
Yeah, dude. You can be an asshole whenever you want.
But I have this.
That's a good voice. I gotta use that as a character.
Hey, Cheryl, you want to go for a walk, don't you? Yeah.
Dude, you should see it when I put my shoes on. This dog fucking loses her mind. Tell me you can't train a dog. As soon as I touch my socks, she starts going crazy, running for the door. She knows what time it is.
It's walk time. Yeah, Cheryl.
No, that's not the right character.
I can record stuff.
You know what happened with Chris Rock? Did you guys hear that? He was at the fucking UCB. In New York. By the way, UCB is still not paying people. Still not paying comedians for shows that they charge for. Their theory is that their stance is that they can't afford that because they can't make ends meet if they have to pay the comics, even though they take money in. Me personally, I take money in for this podcast and I pay comics to do it because they're helping with the content. It's really not that much. Just give them a share of the money coming in. Not all of it, but they get some of it. Duncan Trussell, I just found out, has been doing that too. The word is catching on that if we offer you something and you're getting paid for it, and you're getting paid for it, you need to give people back who helped you with it. That's just the deal. That's the deal. If you have a shitty show in Silver Lake that's at a bar for no cover charge, then sure, don't pay me, because no one's getting paid. But if you're bringing money in, some of that money goes to the people helping you fill the content. So in this podcast, people like Jeff Keith, who are fucking helping fill... Without Jeff Keith, what's this episode like? What's this episode like without Jeff Keith? It's nothing. So if I have some money coming in off the Amazon links, thank you for using it. Go to AriTheGreat.com at the bottom, right under the dates, Amazon. Click on that. Go to your Amazon shopping. Save AriTheGreat.com as a bookmark and save it as Amazon. You'll remember. But without that, I got nothing. So of course he gets some of it because I make money. If I'm making some money out of it, he gets some. UCB's stance is that no, that's not fair because they can barely get by that way. They're only charging $5 for cover charge and they have costs. I'm like, well, you also teach classes there and make a shitload off that. And you pay your teachers. You also pay the people who clean up at night, who mop the floor. If you're paying a cleaning crew for their services and you're not paying a comedian for his services, that means you value comedians less than you do cleaning crews. But they said they can't make ends meet. So, sure, maybe that's true. But then they opened up a third location. And now they've opened up a fourth location. Sure, it's tough to sell that we can't make ends meet thing when you keep opening up locations. And I'll do it. I'll do the UCB. I'll do those shows that bring in money that don't pay because I value spots. But you know what? Child laborers would work because their families needed the money. Doesn't mean it was right to fucking pay kids $2 an hour. Doesn't mean it's right to hire sweatshops. All those fucking liberals are all liberal until it comes to their own money. And those garbage people like, well, we're sorry, we can't afford to pay you. We want it more than we want you to have it. Yeah. You just don't value the creative process, bro. And they're like, well, you should be lucky to perform here. Okay. That's true. Although not true. I'm not lucky. No one's lucky to perform at the UCB. But even if that were true, you're telling me, UCB, that you're not lucky that Zach Galifianakis is performing at your place? You're not lucky that Sarah Silverman is showing her face? And at the same time, you can't pay for Sarah Silverman's fucking valet because there's no place to park at the one in Beachwood. You can't pay for that with the fucking $5 times 100 that you bring in? Come on, dude. Charge six. Then charge six. So just so you know, people who go to UCB, your money is going to the continued... taking advantage of comedians. All right. Fucking stub toe. No, that's not karma. That's not karma. I did the right thing by exposing that. Fuck. Anyway, Jit Lada was amazing. You should all check it out. Yeah, that's it, everybody. Check out Jeff Keith's book. And go to my website for all the... All right. I'm just rehashing, right? Here's the problem with this episode. I'll just tell you this. I've recorded the intro and the outro like four different times. So I'm going to try to piece together the parts that were good. And I'm almost definitely going to fuck it up. I'm not an engineer. I'm not an editor. I don't know how to do this, you guys. I'm just doing it on my own. I'm just trying. I think I want to do this shit with my Monday. I want to go out in the sun. But I'm recording this fucking podcast intro and trying to piece it all together. I go on rants. I go on... And then somebody doesn't go anywhere. So I'm like, I should re-record it. But I'm like, oh no, wait. The first 7 minutes is really good. So now I'm going to try to piece it together. You'll see if you can tell if it was sounded all jaded and thrown together or not. Ow. Holiday in Cambodia. All right, you guys. That's it. Thank you for tuning in. I took off my shoes.
Mm-hmm.